Blog Talk Radio.
This is Butt Naked with the Grudge Inc. Radio Show, representing the state of Alabama. Come on every Tuesday at 8 Eastern Time and 7 Central Time. Welcome to the show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Radio land, radio land, radio people. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? I want to thank our gracious Heavenly Father for allowing us to see another day and go through another racing weekend. It was much better for some than others. But we made it through, everybody. Had a very, 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 very good weekend this weekend. Big shouts out to Grudge Inc. and everybody that came out to the zoo this weekend. We had a real good time. For those that missed it, y'all missed a hell of a show. We had a good time. A lot of racing going on. A lot of ass kicking. we just had a real good time, man. And I definitely gotta give a shout out to the up north boys and my main man King Biz, who beat the champ. So Biz is now the champ. And let me get my co-host the host on to the show. Everybody, welcome Butt Naked, everybody.
Yeah.
But Nick, how you feeling? How you feeling, brother? I think I got released from the hospital a little earlier than you. So everybody that didn't know, me and Butt Naked was both in the hospital this weekend. We was both in intensive care from the ass whooping we received from the boys up north. I think I got released just a little sooner than Butt Naked, but. I'm doing all right. You know, we might have to cut the show a little short tonight just because, you know, our doctor said we need much rest, you know, because our asses are pretty sore right now. But how you feeling tonight, Butt Naked?
Feeling pretty good. Didn't you say y'all be with a champ? Be with a ring. You know damn champ. I'm sure. I bought me a new dry chair. I ain't got no plastic dry chair this time and no plastic gear.
Uh-huh.
Got goddamn carbon fiber shit now. You got to get to it. I'm coming back.
You coming back?
Coming back.
I hear you, brother. I see somebody from up north got their hand up real early. So I'm gonna open the mic right on up and we can jump right in it and see who this is. 313-6547. Your mic is live.
What's up, DJ? What's up, Butt Naked Champ? What's up? You guys all right? This Big Fred.
What's going on, Captain?
Big Fred, what you know good? But do you have a good time this weekend, man?
DJ Grant, you know I had a good time. Hey, I had a ball. I got to meet you again. You know, I got to meet Butt Naked and Butt Naked's crew. What's the well, I can't think of his name. The guy that drives the Monte Carlo, the big tall brother.
J1.
I got the J1 dance. J1 showed me the J1 dance. I got it on video. And what I'm doing with my good man, Detroit Hood TV, Trevor, I think that's his name, but I've been talking to him. He's going to show me how to, you know, edit and post these videos. Because like I told him, DJ Grant, I was the only one filming Friday when y'all was doing y'all little shakedowns.
Uh-huh.
So I got some decent little footage and some of the fan reactions, you know. I got to talk to the tuners in the pits and the people that's behind the scenes this weekend. You know, those guys were taping the races, but I was out in the crowd. Now, y'all got to help the crowd at the zoo. I see why they call that the zoo. But I had a great time, man. I'm still hoarse. Still trying to recuperate, coming back from 87 degree weather to 30. I'm sitting there, I got an overcoat and long drawers on. You know that was a big change. I walked in the house with my wife. You feeling good? You still in them shorts on? I said, shit, I'm going to go in here looking for my long drawers. It's cold out. It's cold. I got to move south. I said, it's 80 degrees. I went to work today. They said, damn, you got a suntan? Where you been? So I was down at the zoo.
We really enjoyed you guys, man. I mean, the North put a whooping on me and Butt Naked this weekend. You recovering from your tan. We recovering from our rectums being penetrated.
Hey, DJ, down on your ass, we went.
DJ, let me tell you something, DJ. You got your ass up. I tore my own ass up. But a win is a win, goddamn.
You tore your ass out the frame, Butt Naked. Hey, my man said they don't call him Butt Naked for nothing, do they? But Butt Naked, hey, DJ, you didn't see Butt Naked. Butt Naked had to be in the lanes at 3 o'clock. It was Butt Naked was on that little badass. What do you call that little thing you got, Butt Naked? That's why I'm just faster than the damn race car.
That's something to do 70, man. That's a Polaris Razor.
He was up at the front of the track talking, and I guess he looked at the watch. He had to be in lanes at 3 o'clock. It was 2:55. I remember looking at my watch, my phone. But nigga fired that little thing up and shot. He was way in the back of the parking lot. Man, I'm telling you, he ran back there, hooked that little thing up to that Mustang. He slung that sumbitch up in the lanes, boy. It was 2:59 when he come up in the lane. I said, that man, Butt Naked.
I heard that, too. I heard it was 2:59, and Butt Naked was in the lane.
We were standing there. Everybody's sitting there with their watches. Everybody's watching the phone to see what he's going to make it. Butt Naked slung it. I mean, he slung it up in the lane. I said, God damn. But y'all some good guys, man. Like I said, we really enjoyed y'all. And I'm coming back. I'll be back at the zoo. I'm coming to some other races down there. I'm thinking about trying to make Bobby Wildchild's race next week. I got to see what the warden don't let me out on good behavior. I got some vacation time I got to burn up. So thinking about that, thinking really hard. I met him. Wildchild, a great guy, too.
Yeah.
Jake Barnes, Cold Killer, Mississippi Joe, Tight Man. He's a character, too. But I had a great time. B is in his crew, you know. You're never scared gas from here.
Yep.
The Detroit Hood TV number one slot. I met Dolomite. These guys, I had a couple guys that was there. They was like, man, these are guys that we see on YouTube, man. These are the guys that's putting us, man. These are the guys that's putting this shit together, man. But we got to stay focused and stay united. You know, this Grudge Inc. is a great thing. So, you know, we got to support each other. I see what you guys are saying. And about the fans too, man. They got some great fans down there. You got some followers. Butt Naked got some hell of a followers, you know. But they're a hard crowd too, boy. We they're hard, but they in your corner though. So you know that was a good thing. I was talking to people. Got to meet Lady A. You know, that was a great thing, you know. And DJ, I ended up giving the sweatshirt, Down Your Ass We Go sweatshirt, and the Detroit hat. It was too big for everybody else but Jay Barnes. So Jay got the sweatshirt and the hat. But I see little Tony made some shirts, too. You see the shirts?
I ain't seen one little Tony. What little Tony say?
Yeah, he said the same thing he said, but it says his name on the back of it. But it's a grudging shirt. Black and yellow on the same thing. Down your ass, we go. You know, little Tony.
Yeah, you put one up beside me, the mug fit me like a goddamn skirt.
My man said that's what he says. Yeah, you put a goddamn dress on the stunner. That mother coming out to his side, him ankles. I ain't gonna hold you guys. I'm gonna sit back and mute my mic and let you guys get. So the rest of the callers, but I just want to let y'all guys know, man, and DJ, I'm going to get with you, and DJ, this is what I need for you to do, right quick. Explain to the girls world your religion. A lot of guys didn't understand this, that when you were in, you know, Jimbo was finna lock up, and you were in the staging lanes, and he hadn't came up yet, and then you had to come out the lanes because of your religion. They didn't understand. I didn't understand at first until you explained it to me, you know, about your religion. And just I'd like to let the other guys know in the girls' world what your religion is and why you could engage at that time.
Yeah, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and I think Biz can relate to it, because I think Biz is actually, a lot of people don't know it, but he was brought up a Seventh-day Adventist or someone in his family. I think he was. But on Friday when the sun goes down until Saturday the sun goes down is our day of rest. And, you know, technically, you know, I'm not supposed to be engaged in anything other than, you know, just resting and you know, kind of worshiping, that type of thing. I mean, nothing, all of my normal daily type duties, like works out, I don't work on Saturday. I mean, when the sun goes down on Friday night until the sun goes down on Saturday, it's a full day, and that's my day of rest. So basically what happened was I was trying to get that last hit in before Jimbo was, you know, Jimbo's a cocky little dude, and he was trying to get some early action. He was saying that he wanted to do me or Biz right now. Me and him had both made a shakedown, so I told him, "Come on, let's go." You know, we put the money up, and we was waiting. I wanted to at least try to make one more shakedown anyway, so I said, might as well shake it down on his ass. But, you know, we sat there and waited, and it pretty much let, you know, time ran out and the sun was already set, so I didn't even get I wasn't even able to make another shakedown, and I had to put it on back in the trailer and head on back. But I can probably say, he probably would have won, because I only had that last shakedown I made at the track, that first shakedown, which is a decent shakedown, you know, off the trailer. That was the last pass that crankshaft had in it, because the very next pass I made was off the trailer with boost 12, and that's when it punched the clock.
Right, okay. Okay, well, I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, brother, we sure appreciate you calling in, man. And, you know, you can mute your own mic. I ain't going to mute you if you want to jump back in. Feel free to jump right on back in.
Hey, look, you know, you I'm a DJ Grant, a stunner, and a butt-naked fan now, you know, so you my guys, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. We wouldn't be nothing without the fans, man, so... We appreciate everybody, and me and Butt Naked try to represent from the state of Alabama and try to do our thing. Although the thing got done to us, we know we were still in the house trying to do, you know, what we can do. So it is what it is. And with that being said, I see we got some more up north callers calling in, so I'm going to go to the next line. 313-54-15. Your mic is live.
What's happening, DJ Grant?
What's happening? Who is this?
This Tyson.
Tyson, brother, what's happening, man? What you know good?
Much. What's going on all the way naked? What's happening?
I ain't, man, ain't nothing to it. Boy, I'm all week naked for real now.
Hey, listen here. No matter how many fan days y'all got on y'all ass, y'all still my hero.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it, man. I always said it, man. I like the way the up north guys do their thing. That one thing about the up north guys, I can say, man, that saying "down on your ass we go" is definitely a saying from up north, and them guys are ready to go, man. I love that about the up north guys. They are ready to go.
Oh yeah, they sure. They were ready to bet too, boy.
And bet too,
like about Will Fargo will.
And ready to bet too. So,
yeah. I ain't got to come down there, butt naked, and jump on nobody by getting you a dry shaft, do it.
Man, I got one in the making now. We got getting a, what that thing called, a carbon fiber. I'm going to get that one this time and see what it do. They say it's a good one, so I hadn't tried it yet, but we're going to try it out.
Oh, okay. We're gonna get on and support the show. Holler at you guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
We appreciate it, brother.
Ain't no problem.
248-0347. Your mic is live.
What's happening, DJ and Butt Naked? And what's going on? Kev,
what you know good, brother?
Oh, man, I'm sorry I missed this weekend, but I sure watched you on the video today, man. It seemed like you was, somebody had you straight, but you was trying to do the damn thing, you know?
Yeah, with the other thing, man, it wouldn't have mattered a damn red light, too, so.
Okay.
I didn't know it till the car went to popping up and breaking. I looked up and seen the light was already on over there, and hell, it didn't matter. The car done cut off anyway, so. But yeah, I believe it. If it didn't, well, ain't no need. I got my ass whooped. Ain't no if or shoulda, woulda, coulda. It is what it is. I got my ass whooped.
He said, DJ, you smoking. You ain't finna get like triple. You gonna just say, I took that ass whooped, but I got it, but I'm coming back.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
I got some decent news. Like I said, I got the motor out. It's at the engine building now. It don't seem like I hurt the block, so but I did get a rod and a piston.
Wow!
But
didn't hurt
we
the
should
head,
be back. The stunner won't be down long at all because I'm still planning on. It look like I'll be able to make a Baldy's race in Florida.
Speaking of Baldy, DJ, I mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
You know when we broke the transmission, it broke the transmission in the back. Tore the drive shaft up, broke the gears in the rear. Baldy said, "But nigga, you got to figure out." Nah. He said, "What you need?" And I told him what was going on. He said, "Hell, I got a spare one back there. You can get it." Baldy gave me a transmission. Them guy from California, I think his name was Matt. One of them named Matt and Chad, I think they were. Man, them guys said, "Come over here and jack the car with us, and we'll measure the drive shaft. And if it worked, you can get out." Man, it was the perfect one. He said, "Well, you can start taking it out. I'll take it out one." Went over there to get the gear from my other partner, Dave Floyd. And he said, "Dan already had left the shop." Other than that, down on B's ass, I was going to go again. Double or nothing. So we didn't get a chance to get the gear, so we didn't get a chance to rerun it. Other than that, man, I would like to thank those guys for trying to at least attempt to get me back going to help.
That's what it's about right there. I mean, that's some.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
even the guy from up north, even the fans would say, "Anything we can do, but Nick, anything you need, anything we can help you do." Man, you know, guys up there, they showed me some real love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody had nothing negative to say. You know, they're just over there all day long, back and forth. What you doing?
Yeah.
What you got? Needing the help. Blah, blah.
I mean, that's what a true racer do, man. They look out for each other, no matter what. You got to keep going, and they car down. They'll say, "Hey, man, just take this off my car."
Yeah, hang on.
Exactly.
Now, I believe if somebody could, if a crankshaft was something that somebody could give me, I'm sure probably somebody would have tried to give me one. But that's just something we couldn't change at the racetrack. But we had a good time, man. I mean, really, we had a good time. Real good time.
Yeah, we had an excellent time. Jay Bond, him and Cold Killer and Mississippi Joe and Kike Man and Pro Stock Joe and it's just so many. All of them were helping and doing everything. I mean, them guys put on a real nice show. Let me rephrase it. The Grudge Inc. family put on a hell of a show.
That's true.
Is the best time I have ever been to the track in a hook like that. That's the reason why. Man, that son of a bitch was on. See how it broke me down to my brake shoe. I'm like, what the hell? That son of a bitch got there with tie shaking like here. It was hook spin. I was like, God damn.
I mean, my car left in the air, went toward the wall. It come down. I straightened out and jumped back in, and she picked him up again, you know. I said, great day at them working just like Val Oster.
It was working, boy. It was working. I called Jay that Monday. I said, "Jay, the track. Everybody talking about the track in that lane over there.
Yeah,
but
they
don't worry about
lane.
It. We're going to fix it. We're going to start on it Tuesday. We're going to wash it. We're going to clean it. They're going to do something Wednesday. We're going to do something Thursday. Either the track going to be ready." I'll be damned. He had it ready. He owed me a transmission. He owed me a drive shaft. He owed me some gear.
He tore my shit up.
Man, I always be the first one to say, man, I almost feel like I have the hardest car sometimes to get down the track. And if I can get down one, I feel like anybody can get down. I was the very first car to go down the track in Macon on Friday, the very first car. And off the trailer, went straight down Broadway. Made a good shakedown hit right off the trailer. No problems.
Good.
I knew it couldn't do nothing but get better, and it was on kill Saturday evening.
Well, either way it go, if they don't come back down here and go to Fat Tuesday, I might go that way went over to South.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, when you gotta go. If a man come beat you in your hometown, you got to go back to his hometown to you know get your nuts back. So right now up north got my nuts and but nigga nuts and they held up in up north right now. So we got to go up north and. Get them back.
Oh, yeah. I'd be glad when it rolled back around and go back up there, boy. I had an excellent time. Man, them guys are some real standing up guys, man. You know, half of them, you know, just couldn't wait to come see me, couldn't meet me. I heard them around the trailer. I was in the trailer. I heard them say, "Are you butt naked?" Or the other guy said, "No, I ain't butt naked." He in the trailer.
Man, now, I'll tell you what a lot of them were saying. A lot of them were saying, "Where that damn go that butt naked? What happened to the guy that butt naked?"
Already,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Gunner didn't dig the hole.
I told you Gunner was not going to dig that damn hole. Everybody, where the goat did? I said, don't ask me about no damn goat because y'all hear me say nothing about getting no goat. You better ask for that goat in. I don't get no
goat. I was looking forward for my deep fried goat.
Oh, 773-4309. Your mic is live.
What's happening, DJ Butt Naked? Big
Wheel
out of Chicago.
Big Wheel.
What's going on, fellas? Man, had a good time.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we did. Hey, DJ, I'll tell you something I saw. Go ahead, Will.
Go ahead. What you say?
I'll tell you something I saw I ain't never seen before. I noticed just by every time them guys get ready to bet, they drag all of them. What the hell y'all doing putting money out y'all's sock? We only keep $60 in your pocket for the stick-up, man. Keep the real money in your sock.
That's right.
I was like, what? They had the money folded up in their sock, man. Look at this issue. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, that's old school there. You learned that up here.
I'm saying, like, anybody got anything they want to say to the champ? Well, I don't know. I know, you know, Biz Carmen, they said I can't call you champ no more, but nigga, because he whooped you.
I'm still the champ. He just the king now. He's king. But I am coming back to dethrone his ass. Believe that. He beat me.
Biz a spot, man. Got Biz in that race with him and Jimbo, man. That was a classic. That rival was right there so big. That rival was so big, man. I mean, that was. I know those people on pins and needles, just on phones and cell phones. Everybody was on the damn phone when that race that took place, wanting to know the outcome. I mean. It was like the whole up north stood still for a minute to see what went on, see what happened. And my man Biz was victorious against Jim. That was a hell of a race right there. And it was huge.
DJ.
Yes, go ahead.
That race was so big, they was taking odds in Vegas. they was taking odds in Vegas on that race.
Taking
man.
Odds in Vegas.
Wow.
Odds in Vegas, man. That was on the board in Vegas.
Shit, it was in all the gambling houses in Detroit.
Yeah.
Is that why Detroit's broke?
Nah, they stopped gambling in the houses. They sitting there waiting on who going to win the race. They don't put their money up for gambling in the houses.
Hey, Big Fred.
Yeah.
How much you went off the race?
I ain't winning nothing, man. I went with the hometown. I went with my guy. You know.
Yes, sir. I figure, I know you. I be saying shit every time I see you at the track, man. You always come out victorious.
Oh, I ain't gonna never really lose. You know, I bet with my guys, but I ain't gonna never really lose, man. I'm gonna leave it like that.
270-2981. Your mic is live. 270-2981. Hello. 270-2981. I think that's a ticket number. Is that you, G Shot?
Yeah, I think that's G.
Huh?
I like this kid to talk.
All right.
Hey, is that Kevin out there?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought you were showing up. I ain't see you there, man.
Yeah.
Make it.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't make it. We had one of our legends pass away, and I called Jay Barnes, and I was sending up a memorial dinner, and Jay told me to stay because there were some influential people he wanted me to stay and meet and talk to, and we got some good news from them. So, you know, we're trying to get this grudging thing to grow day by day.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, somebody got a little bit of background noise. It sounds like a little wind or something. If you maybe driving your car or something, if you don't mind, if you could please just, if you're not talking to them, mute your mic. It looked like somebody, you know, cut it out. But I appreciate that. With that being said, 219-4018. Your mic is live.
Yo, Bud Nick, you're setting that belt up north. You don't deserve it.
So,
now what up
north? You better send that belt up north. You don't deserve that thing.
Let me tell you something.
You take an
ass. You got a win. A win is a win.
Exactly.
I don't care how a man get it. He won. But Biz is nowhere near competitive with me. If I would not have broke, ain't no if we would have, could have, should have, I broke. When we do that rematch, I'm playing the gap band on his ass. Down on his ass, I'm going. I'm ready to lock in again. Lock in for them. Let's do the shit. Goddamn, let's do something in the snow somewhere. It don't matter.
We'll be in Hattiesburg.
Well, we'll be in Hattiesburg, too. That's in February.
What's going on?
He'll be at the track Saturday.
Be
at the track Saturday. Be at the track Saturday.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Come on
in
up north, Nicky. We'll do you up here, too. We'll be at
y'all
the track
be at this Saturday. Saturday.
What's that?
41, no limit.
Oh,
and no limit.
We can't travel like that. That quick shit. Nah, I got a bid in the room, man.
Oh, you were talking that snow stuff like you was ready to go.
Well, we ready, but we can't leave like that. I had to give at least a week notice to the guys at the shop. Yeah. But we ready to do it again, though. I got rid of that plastic drive shaft and plastic gear, so we can get down on his ass again.
313-0178. Your mic is live.
Oh man, we was listening, DJ and Bud Naked.
Who is
this? Going on, homie.
Kick 'em all.
Is who?
It's Chemo, man. I'm sitting here just listening to you guys.
my man, Chemo. What you know, good Chemo? This is a funny dude job, man. I got it.
Yeah.
Hey, butt naked, man. Hey, Chemo, why you ain't tipped that motherfucking car over getting to the stage, man?
Hey, I won't gonna lose no punk. I looked at the damn time. I look, what the fuck I'm doing on him? And I flew back there and got ready to go.
Man, the funny, I said, man, Chemo, you tripped me. I ain't going to tell you no lie, man. I got to say it to everybody. I got to give props to Chemo. Chemo let me out of my punk out because I had catastrophic failure. You know, so I'm going to give a, you know, shout out to Chemo for that. But it was so funny. When I first got there, I said, Chemo, I'm going to do you right off. I'm going to come right off the trailer. I'll come in the stage lane right now. Chemo said, nah, man, I got to make me a shake there. I said, all right, I ain't going to fool with you. I said, well, after this, you know, I'm going to be ready. He said, all right, then. I didn't know Chemo was around when I raced Boost 12 or whatever, I couldn't see him. So I was back there talking with Boost 12 after they gave me that ass whooping. And Chemo walks up and like, You ready, DJ? You ready? You ready, Stone? Come on, let's go, let's go. You know, I said, all right, come on, what you want to do it for? Whatever, man, make it light on yourself. Make it light on yourself. So he pulled out money, I'm pulling out money. We talking to, I said, what, $2,000, $3,000? Hey, whatever. Kimo like, whatever you want to do, man, don't matter. Whatever, you ain't gonna outbid me. Whatever you want to do. You know, we both sit in that car, but he said, yeah, how about on that crack shed? We're going to put some money on that crack shed. I said, God damn, Kimo. He said, yeah, I know you broke your crack shed, motherfucker.
He thought you playing poker. He thought I was going to make you pay that punk out. Man, I don't want it like that.
Kimo, why your driver didn't make it down, man? What was going on with your driver?
Oh, now he don't get it twisted. Now, Kimo made a hell of a pass. Now, they got it figured out. He made a hell of a pass. Now, I got to tell it. I got to say, you know, I'm gonna report true and fair. He made a hell of a pass. Now, Kimo ain't no slouch.
I'm saying his driver didn't show up or something.
Yeah, he had something to take care of at home, so he couldn't make it.
Oh, okay. That's the same thing I had, Reed. We didn't get a chance to make a shakedown. My driver, on our way, they had the road. They had a one-lane blocked off, man. Shit, we sat in that lane, I know, on our way down, 35 minutes. And he was on the way in, shit, man. He had a long ride. He stayed further than what we do. It took us 3 hours to get to making it. I think it took him about 5, something like that. And shit, I didn't get a chance to make no shakedown. But, hey, it was all good. We just tried something.
Well, tell everybody you had a good time. Sound like you a little horse too, Kimo.
Man, I had a damn good time down there. If I'm fed, the shit fed me like a motherfucker. Yeah, I got to see a lot of guys I hear on the phone, like Tyson. I never met him.
Uh-huh.
He's a damn fool, boy.
A fool now. You better believe it. Damn tight.
But nigga, get to meet him. I probably was big old nigga, man. I'm a big old guy. Yeah, Buck Muggins ain't taller than DJ, man.
You to the last taller than DJ. DJ shorter than me. DJ.
Oh, man, you ain't no lot taller. Shut the hell up. What the hell is he talking about? It's funny. Who was that saying that last night? He said, all the people, they said, me, butt naked driver, and Jimbo, all the right around the same height.
Oh, shit. Well, they thought I was a big old guy. No.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, this is Fred. Hey, look. Jimbo is taller than all of them.
Yeah, he is.
Jimbo's taller
Jimbo,
than
Jimbo,
butt naked DJ Grant and
the driver.
Jimbo taller than him, but he ain't wide as no
more.
No, he ain't wide. He wide as butt naked.
Now, butt naked wide, boy.
Yeah. That come from being sorry. You know, I don't pay my dudes are working in that shop. Shit, I let the other guy work here. I just write the estimates and do the paint. They do all the body work and repair. I don't do none of that.
Yeah, man.
Now,
big
damn, butt naked, you own the paint shop. Why you didn't paint the car?
Hey, I just did get it primed. That's how many walls got down about 6 colors. I primed it just to come down there because the boy was on my sword. Man, if you don't prime that damn car, we ain't going. Uh-huh. The crew said, we ain't going.
What the hell do y'all ain't going? Oh, that nigga got a motor sticking out the hood and the bumper. That's something.
He got a big one now. Ain't no damn doubt about it. Now. He got a big one.
Oh, hell. He motor from the ground to the roof of that song.
Kimo, you ought to stop that shit, man.
He lied.
Hey, Kimo. Different me to you. From G to G. I'm gonna fuck that biz up. Watch this shit.
Well,
I'm gonna take that goddamn.
Man, you know he's down the phone. He's gonna call him, man. He's gonna call him.
He can call him. He got a win, true enough. Right, I'm gonna take that goddamn 8.8 out that motherfucking sling it crawl the field. I'm gonna put me a 9-inch in that bitch.
But Nick, you ain't had no 9-inch in that car.
Now that's an 8.8 inch. I'm gonna take it out, put a 9 in there.
I mean, you now know 8.8 in that car.
I swear on everything. I've been running an 8.8 all my life and all my car.
I got an 8.8 in mine.
Yeah.
Man, you got 8.8. No wonder that motherfucker, man, that goddamn
All that mother was trying to jump and kick out the back of that bitch. Lay down. No wonder that bitch was jumping up and down like that.
I got back around there. I said, what the hell wrong with the car? She moved up under the hood, shaking it. I said, what? What do y'all mean? It was a gorilla not shaking his motherfucker. That boy was shaking like he.
Did he chip any of his teeth? How did that motherfucker was slamming up and down?
Man, that goddamn motherfucker ain't never seen a small town shake like that. Never, ever.
That's that 8.8, man.
Man, it coming out.
Hey.
Hey,
that motherfucker Josh Shaffer, he has had a U-turn in it when that motherfucker
got
from under there.
Well, I gotta give you props, Kimo, for you know, trying to do your thing and showing up and still trying to go even without the driver that originally drive the car. That, to me, that shows a lot of heart, so I gotta give you your props, man.
Yeah,
for,
good sportsmanship, too.
Yeah, I mean, for even, and we're still gonna go, you know, so. No, I got to give you props, man. Got to give you props.
I appreciate it, DJ. I wish you would knock that Boost 12 off, man. Run that damn Boost 12, man. He think he been around here playing on everybody and telling, I ain't got what you got. Man, you got a live frame turbo in that motherfucker. You said this like me, man. He always come to me begging, man, what I'm going to give you? You just knock DJ off. My God, thank you.
Yeah, he can.
Would've,
I mean,
been
I guess
all
he,
year, man.
Boost 12 came to me, is like, he said, I'm gonna tell you like this, and I that's why I respect him, because they say, I'm gonna tell you like this. We pretty much know we can't beat you. We just betting on you probably gonna make a mistake coming off the trailer, and they gamble one. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's a strategy. I mean, and you know, I had
just don't like that coming off the trailer. That thing to me, that just feel you don't want to race. You trying to. You don't want to be the man at his best, man. That's like a heavyweight fight. He tell you get a guy, you tell him, man, you only got a week to train. Come on. you fighting a guy that ain't at his best, man. You know,
yeah.
You know, it's what it is.
I up until Friday, I hadn't made a full pass in that car for probably almost 2 months because we had the issue with chasing that issue with the belt. Coming off, and then we kind of halfway got a handle on and realized the crank was bent. I knew I was kind of playing on borrowed time, but I just felt like I had more time than what I did. But I didn't, you know, and it ended up costing me. But I thank God it didn't hurt that block. So it don't seem like it anyway. So, but I got a rod and a piston and a little stuff, but nothing major as far as the block is concerned. So hopefully we'll be back within the next 2 weeks.
As much as you fix that car, you be back. That ain't gonna stop you. Tow the bitch up and right back. That's riding pissing on the shit.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be too bad. We'll be back. You know, I think I'm gonna have to try to start investing me a twin small block for that summer gun. So that we was talking about today. I was went and picked up my car from the shop, and one of the guys made a hint. He said, you need to go and just get you a spare block. Hell, I'm thinking about it. I just can't stand to be
DJ,
down.
How much boost you pushing through that bitch? You need a spare block.
But I really don't push that much through it. I only had it at like, I think I'm only pushing like 30 pounds of boost.
Oh.
It wasn't, I didn't have it turned up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's Big Will. What's happening, man?
What's up, Will?
Not much, man. You know me and you got a little unfinished business.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You know I left something with you.
What you leave with me?
Remember we was on the wall talking and I gave you that little $20 for that race.
You gave me $20?
Yep, me and you was jaw jacking. And I say, well, I ain't got much. Here's this 20 on bid. And you took it. I gave you 210.
No. I gave you two tens. Two brand new tens. You left with them, bro.
No. Come on now.
One thing about me, once I bet on the race, I don't hold no money.
No, I handed them to you. And you took them. You took them and folded them up. And I got a couple of witnesses, too.
I didn't take them. I gave them to you. I gave, who else I gave the money to? Matter of fact, me and your other guy that be pulling beers to the stadium lane, me and him arguing about who's going to hold the money. And we give it to Cold Killer. One thing about me, when I bet, I don't hold the money. That's bad luck, man.
No, see, I think what happened, I just told you, I ain't have much, and I pulled it out of my pocket and handed it to you. You know, we weren't talking about betting at the time. We were just joyjacking about, you know, y'all getting it on. I said, well, I ain't got nothing but this little hot 20, and I handed it to you. There's a couple of witnesses, so it ain't going to be no thing. It ain't no thing either way, you know.
They said I took it, but they said I took it. I don't take no money. I know I don't take it, but if you say that I took it, shit, hell, I'm moving faster than a motherfucker. I know I ain't take it, but I'll give you $20. You say I'll eat $20.
Go like that. I don't want to be no thing. But there's a couple of people who stand up on it, but it ain't no thing. It ain't no thing at all, man. We're gonna bet again later on.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to make up my mind if I'm coming over there to get that belt. I haven't talked to Tone, but before I say, oh man, I'm coming over, I want to make sure Tone can get away. So I'm gonna come over there and get that belt prior to Saturday.
Man, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah. But if I got something, just remember. You still owe me interest, baby. I'm coming over.
Man, did I tell you that?
270-2981. Your mic is live.
What up, DJ?
G Shot.
What's up? Hey, Big Fred, how's it going?
The fastest leaf spring man on the planet Earth.
Man, I didn't think D-Shot was dead, man, until they said, you seen that car? I said, no, I ain't seen no car. They said, yeah, that Kurt Parsley, that was next to Wayne. And I was, yeah, I seen that movie. That son of a bitch run. Yeah, D-Shot was there. I seen that motherfucker. That's all that everybody talk about. You seen that big old ugly-ass Chrysler? That bitch run.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to get G-Shot. Wait a minute, I got to step away from the car, man. She gets an attitude if people call her ugly. Hold on. Get away from
her. Hey, it was some people walking past, they talking about the car, this Big Fred. And I was saying something, I said, the motor, I said, that car, it's called Shawanda. The lady said, Shawanda? I said, oh, yeah, that's on Shawanda right there. I said, that's a bad bitch right here. G fired that some bitch up. Hey, man, move the crowd.
Now I know what, or some other girl said that Shawanda, shit, it looked like Shanae Day.
But they changed their mind when G come out the water, went out the burnout and stayed and went down through there, they shut the fuck up. They like, damn, did you see the big Chrysler?
Oh, that's the Chrysler run right there, boy.
It was fun seeing everybody this weekend, man. I had a good time.
Yeah,
though didn't get to do nothing. I was fighting the car a little bit, but, you know.
You know what, man? I don't want to start nothing, but it was real quiet prime time wasn't around, man. The prime time, know all them boys from up north was coming down to get a piece of that ass again, try to get a piece of that ass.
Yeah,
that's why they stayed away from the zoo.
I don't know, man. I don't even know how much action that they really even got over at the other track.
Wasn't nobody over there but them and the white boys. Goddamn promos and shit. You know who I missed at the damn track. I was hoping I'd see that goddamn Tony Wright. I know he had something crazy to say, man. I just wanted to see what did he have to say.
That Tony Wright is a fool, man.
Boy, he looked like his dogs was hurt. Now, Baldy walking on the side of them shoes.
Hey, Kimo, them all-stars was gone, man. He had one of them all-stars down, baby.
Baldy walked up to me and said, "God damn it, Stunner, you have more goddamn problems than a little bit." I said, "I know, Baldy, God damn it, you know, it'll get greater later."
I've seen you riding on the golf cart, you got a walk.
A tile in his mouth. I said, "That's Baldy something." Look at that old ugly motherfucker.
I know I'm an ugly motherfucker, but Baldy an ugly motherfucker,
boy.
Hey, man,
y'all let my homeboy Baldy, goddamn.
Baldy, go to your ass, Kimo. I know you do, but goddamn, baby. Baldy a good dude, man. Baldy a good dude. And everybody know Baldy races next month in December. I'm not 100% sure on the date. I think it's like 15th or 17th or something like that. Somewhere around the middle of the month of December, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey, DJ.
And that's kind of like the last race of the year that everybody tries to go to. So ain't nobody doing nothing. And if you thought it was nice and enjoyable, the weather as far as I wasn't making. It'll be even hotter in December in Florida. So,
you know what, man? I'm going to see if I can make it down the track. And you know what?
That was a ride.
When I take them road trips, you know, when I'm at work, I can sleep. Man, I didn't sleep the day before. Man, you tell me I'm going to be tired. God damn, I'm
going to
be this tired when I'm on the road working.
I'm telling you, man. When we drove up there, I said, "Yeah, we had a good time." But boy, that got that ride back. We were like, "Ooh, woo." Had to roll that in, though.
I made that ride by myself. It was rough.
You made it by yourself?
Yeah.
He sure did, D-Shot. You was by yourself. Damn.
Well, about 7.5 hours, something like that. You come straight up 69 or something like that. 75 to 24, then got on 65 is what I did. Okay.
All right, y'all, hold on. 601-0467, your mic is live.
Going on, Startup Butt Naked. What's happening, buddy?
Mr. Clark, how you doing, brother?
Man, everything well. Everything well. What about you guys?
Man, we pretty trying good. To make we me and Butt Naked recovering, Clark. Man, you know we had a you know, we had some anal penetration this weekend, and the doctor released us today just to let us do the show. But we may have to cut it a little short tonight because you know we on bed rest. So
yeah. Man, listen, yeah. I heard about that, and you know, I'm sorry to hear that. But I do have one question though, Stunner.
Oh, yeah.
He told me once Ben hit Butt Naked Clark to ask, he took off running out the track. Is that true?
No, he Biz and Butt Naked race was early in the day. They was locked in for 3 o'clock. Him and Jimbo hit probably around 8:30 or so, I think. 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere in there. So, nah.
So Jimbo made him haul ass out of the track then.
Clark.
Jimbo couldn't go no more either. Now, some could say that Kimo could have done it, but actually they had a little incident on the track that kind of just shut it down. So, and Biz actually stayed around the next day, I guess, for anybody that wanted to do something. Biz, was in Macon on Sunday also, so he didn't leave the area. I think he was the last one to leave to go back up north, so we can't say
that
he...
That weather made him say, DJ, that good weather.
Clark, they say Baldy was on the premises and you were scared to bring that car over there.
Uh-oh.
Hey, man, listen. I've been around the world hunting Baldy, man. Around the world. You know, if I'd have showed up in Macon, you know, my heart was in Macon, but my drive was in Jackson, man. So it was a catch 22 for me.
I guess. We got.
Baldy got a race in Bradenton. I broke over there in Jackson Saturday. If I get everything back together, he ain't got to look for me. I'm going to land dead on top of his ass, I promise you.
Down on your ass you going. Down on his ass you going.
That's the way you're supposed to go, Clark. That's the way you're supposed to go, just like that.
That's right. That's right.
Shit, I mean,
but I do have one more thing, Stunner.
Uh-huh.
I got a race this weekend, man. It was short notice. We got new ownership in Hub City.
Really?
Right now. And
Whoa, you got new ownership at Hub City?
We got new ownership at Hub City Raceway now.
Somebody bought
in
Hub City, the Fat Tuesday track?
Yeah, yeah. Now, they do still
what?
Have the rights to Fat Tuesday, so Fat Tuesday will go on as scheduled.
Uh-huh.
But she's reaching out, you know, because she came in not with a lot of funds and everything, and she's reaching out to everybody trying to get a little help with the track.
Gotcha.
So myself, along with Grudge Inc., is putting on a show there this weekend. And
wow.
We want to invite everybody to come out if you ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
This weekend, it's Saturday. We're going to have a $5,000 gambler's race, and we got a few guys already committed, so it's going. We're going to have a good time out there this weekend. If anybody out there that's in the area and you want to come out and support us, come on out. Gates open at 11, races starts at 3. I just want to put that out for everybody. That's November 10th, Saturday.
This Saturday.
The raceway.
Okay. Now, I know me and Bud Negger probably would love to be there, but both of us had catastrophic failure, not just no little. I got a crankshaft, a rod, and a piston, and Bud Negger got a transmission drive shaft and rear end.
Hey, Big Clark.
What's up, bud?
This Chemo out of Detroit. Can you see about them guys getting that track to let us go that whole quarter for Fat Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. We probably make that happen.
Somebody had already announced that
they weren't going a quarter Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see if they can get that going, because a lot of guys from up north, you know, that's the reason why me and Lil Tony started coming down there too, but they would let us go out that back door but now they saying last year they didn't let us go out the back door. You know, guys want to go out that back door too, you know. There's a lot of northern guys want to come down
there. I can say this, Chemo, the new owner that has it, I guess it was working her deal that the same people that used to own it, they still have the rights to Fat Tuesday. So, I mean, all we can do is talk to them about it. You know, I run across them and see what they say. It is a quarter mile track. All they got to do is prep it the whole quarter. So, I mean, we will talk to them about it and see what they say.
Another thing is, Chemo, too, now Baldy's race, the one in Bradenton, that track is a quarter mile track. So any up north guys that want to come down and want some quarter mile action, that track is, from my understanding, a quarter mile track, and I heard it was a excellent facility. So,
yeah,
something to think about.
Now, hey, Chemo.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, we do have a race at Mississippi Motorsports on that Saturday. So if you guys in town for Fat Tuesday, in your town Saturday, come on to Mississippi Motorsports, and it is a quarter mile track. Y'all come on, we get it on up there, you know.
All right. Just trying to get that in order, because a few of the guys from here is talking about going down there, and we had informed them that, you know. Well, hell, the first year me and Tone went down there, we ran the hook out the back, though. But last year, they didn't let us go out the back, though.
Yeah. I think most of the people, I know a lot of you, the up north guys, like running the quarter. But
right.
it's more of a safety issue, man. It ain't really so much. Most, I mean, like 95% of everybody this way, nobody's running the quarter. I mean, in down south, ain't nobody even running the quarter mile. Too tough. You know, but, you know, I think it's just more so a safety issue, because these cars are just going, they're going too fast, man.
Way
really.
Too fast now. Yeah.
Okay.
Race to the race, Big Russell,
North
versus South. Way too fast. But, you know, we know how y'all like to do it up north. And like I say, you know, that will be February tonight, Chemo. Mississippi Motorsport.
Okay.
We're going to let We're going to let y'all get out of that back door if you want to, man. So y'all come on down.
See, it's on the 9th, Big Clark.
Yeah, February the 9th. That's the Saturday before Fat Tuesday. You know, that's the day that they have all motorcycles in Hub City. They're going to have all the cars at Mississippi Motorsports.
Okay. 3-3-1, well, hang around, Clark, if you can hang around, jump in if you want to. 312.
All right, I'm on mute.
0684. Your mic is live.
How you doing after the surgery, DJ Grant? You doing fine?
Yeah, the stitches are holding up pretty good, man. I got to walk softly. I'm walking on my tippy toes, man, you know, so.
Okay, but then what? And Bud Deckard, is he on crutches? You know I got to check on Bud Deckard now.
Hey, he almost still on the crutches.
Good evening, Big Clog. Good evening, Big Clog, DJ, Bud Deckard, and all the rest of y'all, man. It's Larry out of Chicago.
Hey,
Tony,
hey,
Chivo, all of y'all, man. How y'all doing?
We are.
Man. I had to call in for that, man. I just couldn't help it, DJ. I had to start my day off right, man.
So, man, where was you at? You were on the speedboat or what? What was you doing? Where was you at, man? You know I was down there. I was looking to see you and
I've been trying to get to y'all, man. I've been trying to get to Big Clark and all of y'all, man. I've been trying to get to y'all, man, but we've been having little complications. I don't know whether y'all know it, but little bro had surgery today, man. And he came out of surgery okay today, man. And he briefly, you know, talked to me. And I knew that he was kind of in pain, you know, a little bit. So what I did, I kind of shut it off with it right quick. But, you know, my prayers go with him. And I was only mentioning to y'all, hope y'all feel the same way I feel. Y'all prayers go right up with him, too, so he can come on out of that little minor surgery he had, man. And get it together so we can go ahead on and get back together and start fellowshipping again, you know. Yeah, so that's about basically it. You know, we could have a little small issues and so far and so on, you know, but we want to try to get it out of the way so we can continue our fellowship, man, because we're going to add to the fun when we get down there, man, because y'all don't know, man, I'm half insane my damn self, and I'd love to have me some fun.
Chemo, can you get Jimbo on? And I'd like to get Boost 12 on also if we can get him on. And I think Biz is at work, but if he said he was going to try to call in if he could get a break. I definitely want to give those guys a chance. You know, they was the ones that did all the ass kicking, and Jimbo was in the hospital with us, but they had to airlift him. You know, his injury was a little worse than ours, you know, because they had to do some special surgery to Jimbo. I really wanted to hear from Jimbo to make sure he was all right. So if anybody can get Jimbo on the line, we'd love to hear from Jimbo tonight. And I would love to hear from Boost 12. So, you know, they seemed like they was a little concerned about me after they gave me my ass whipping. So I want to let them know I'm all right too.
They was giving Jimbo a portion.
What you say?
They was giving Jimbo an abortion.
Now wait a minute, I heard different from that. They told me they were skin dry for his ass. That's what they told me now.
You know, they were giving him an abortion.
They're gonna be on his ass.
He was pregnant by everybody.
Jimbo probably in recovery because they had to work on him tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure Grudge can get him some flowers for his room, you know. So I'll send him a nice card, you know. We know get well quick and soon and all that.
I want to
thank everybody for their concerns about me and Butt Naked. You know, if it wasn't for y'all fans, I don't know what we'd do. We told the doctor we had to come out and for the show. So you know, I guess if everybody, you know, that had so much concern about us, we appreciate you, you know, all the kind thoughts and letters and calls and getting well soon. We trying to heal up, you know. I gotta get a little physical therapy, but we should be all right.
People wondering, the vocals be all right.
I hear the fallopian tube don't take that long to heal.
Oh, man.
I think
it
takes a little longer in boys, though.
Hey, DJ, when is the next show, DJ? When is the next show that's coming up?
The next, well, they got a couple of shows. I think they got a show. Okay, they got a show. This Dick Clark was just talking about Hub City just got taken over by someone else. I think they either just bought Hub City in Mississippi, and Grudge Inc. is going down there. It's a short notice, but they're doing something this Saturday at that racetrack. Then in the zoo on the 17th, my man Carkey is having his annual race called the Big Show.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to have all the heavy hitters, a lot of guys you see about Austin and all that are going to be at the zoo on the 17th. And after that, the big show that I think everybody tries to make at the end of the year is Baldy's Races. That's in December.
Okay.
Somewhere in the middle of December.
About a week before Christmas or something like that?
I think so, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure. If somebody knows the exact date, you know, feel free to jump in and say. But
I was warned. Warren, somebody sent me a text and told me, don't y'all go over to down there on the 10th because Big Clock will be down there in City.
That's the reason why we going, man. That's why I'm trying to get the dates together.
But
if we don't fellowship with Big
Clock,
man, it just ain't going to be right, man. We got the fellowship with Big Clock, man.
Yeah, they was telling me to tell you to be steer clear of Hub City because Big Clock will be in that house.
Well, when we go out of the big city, we got intentions on trying to burn it up. We're going to see if we can throw some flames out to burn the damn bleachers down. That's our intentions. There's two things I learned about little bro, man. One, he going to whoop you or you going to whoop him because he sure going to race. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about that.
There you go.
He's going to engage.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. I mean, it's about being no fool, but you still, you'll never know if you'll win or lose if you don't jump your ass in the ring.
That's right. And, DJ, if he wins or he loses, he's going to be the same person, DJ.
That's it.
When the ring go with him, he's going to go and shake their hand. He's going to fellowship with him. We're going to have some fun, and then we're going to go right back and put that Band-Aid on our ass until we get through doing what we got to do. We're going to take the Band-Aids off and try again.
That's it.
They say Big Clock got bear claws for your ass you come down that hood.
Well, you know, one thing about it, you got to remember that man is the master of the earth, brother. We don't care nothing about no bears. We got something to take care of bears, man.
You got a bear hug for his chemo.
We got bat traps and all kind of stuff, man. Big Clark, he out, man. He know what time it is. He know we gonna race and we gonna fellowship. We gonna do that.
Y'all hold on.
You got a bear hug.
That's
817-7330. Your mic is live.
What's up, DJ, man?
Okay.
Hey, man, I'm one of them Texas fans. It's DJ.
Huh?
My name is DJ, too.
Your name who?
DJ.
Your name DJ?
Yeah.
What's going on, Mr. DJ?
Man, I've been listening at this show, man. Y'all ain't said nothing about them Texas boys. You know, Tracy got one of them shows coming up December 1st.
Okay, we'll put it out there. You got the floor. Tell us about the race, brother.
Oh, they had a little brush thing that they rescheduled for December 1st down here in Dallas.
I definitely want to make that trip out to Texas. I'm not sure exactly when, but I'm definitely planning on. I hit a track there.
I'd like to make that trip, too, because they got a guy over there, man. I was in Houston, man. They're talking about a car down there called Cornbread. That's all this one guy kept talking about. This cornbread right there, man, Cornbread got up there and got his ass. Look.
I don't know about going to Texas. I'm looking at the new United Mitt Romney winning Texas. Don't want Texas, man. It's crazy out here.
Boy, they better tell you about bad 69 then, baby. Oh,
bad nine of that Camaro.
Yes, sir.
Oh my goodness, yeah, that car's true, man.
And they had that Bin Laden. That Bin Laden was down there too. Bin Laden towed the car up, but damn, Bin Laden towed that car up.
I gotta text y'all that the race, Baldy's race is the 14th, 15th, and 16th.
14th,
15th,
and
the 16th. Yes, sir.
December. But you know what, DJ? I was gonna bring something to you, and I was gonna ask you this: why you and Butt Naked and Clark never gone? Now, when y'all come up to Illinois, which I feel like we're gonna be doing a lot of fellowshipping now.
Yeah.
When y'all come up to Illinois, we got a track to accommodate 8th and quarter-mile racers. I wonder, is it possible that we could have a track to accommodate both? But I think the crowd would get larger because we would have more people to come, because there's a lot of people that ain't going to want to commit to an 8th, and there's a lot of people that's not going to want to commit to the quarter. So if we got something to accommodate them both, I don't think that could do anything but make the whole thing get bigger, make more people come, you know, and make Grudgeek grow a little faster and get a lot larger.
Yeah, that's,
you know, does that sound feasible to you?
I can tell you that's already in the works. I can assure you that. That's already in the works, and it's already talks of that. Now, as far as the track. It's a couple of tracks that's in mind, and they are, you know, both 8th and quarter-mile, you know, quarter mile tracks. So,
okay,
that definitely probably may be, you know, the next time, you know, something major, you know, a major grudging rally or whatever. It more than likely probably will be at a, you know, quarter mile racetrack.
Well, with that being said, DJ, you know, like you said, an 8th and a quarter. Like, man, you need to get together and do one in Alabama around down by Montgomery and go ahead and get our race out the way and. Had enough to come down here then.
Yeah, because Montgomery is a quarter mile track.
Yeah, it's an 8th and a quarter.
Yeah. It's a big facility that can definitely hold a big, big, big crowd. That place sits on 200 or 300 acres. It's a huge facility, so.
And I think that y'all would have more people coming from Chicago, more coming from Detroit and everywhere, instead of being 50, 60. It'll be 200.
I mean, my suggestion is going to be anytime we do that, we need to try to plan it on some of the weekends that are 4-day weekends where Monday people got the day off, because I know it can be kind of a burden. You know, when you get back home, it'll wear you out, man. Racing period will wear you out, but the wear you out and then have a long drive on top of it, man, it take you a couple of days to recuperate.
And especially if your ass is so.
Yeah, for real.
Larry, throw that in, baby.
Did Pretty Ricky make any races? Did he travel any this year?
I think Tricky Ricky ain't been out long. I know when he came out, he won some race, I think, somewhere up north or something. But I don't know where Tricky Ricky even down this way this weekend. Or I've never even seen Tricky Ricky's car or whatever.
He didn't show up down there.
Okay. Tricky Ricky. You know why he didn't show up? Because Joe was in the house. You know, Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky and Joe go at it, man. So because Joe was on stage, you know, Joe was on the stage, man. So I'm surprised Joe and Butt Naked.
Hey DJ.
Even got along.
Hey DJ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on?
Tricky Ricky had a passing. Someone passed in his family. His mom did.
Those is out to Tricky Ricky and his family. I'm sorry. Sorry to hear that. They said Tricky Ricky had his mom. That's right, his mom had passed.
Yeah, I had to host his show for him last week. They called me, asked me to do it for him. So he didn't really want anybody worrying about him, but he was basically there and told me that his mom had passed, so he was dealing with taking care of some family business.
We definitely understand that and definitely condolences out to Tricky Rick and his family when they lost. But, yeah, definitely I want to say again thanks to you know, Cold Killer, Grudge Inc., for putting on a hell of a show. Everything was ran smoothly. The zoo was all the wild zoo animals was on their best behavior. Everybody, you know, the staging lanes, you know, everything was going smooth. Everybody, you know, the cars could get in and out like they're supposed to, and had a good. And both lanes was on key. Everybody want to say something about the left. But the crazy thing is I've been to the zoo and, you know, and I've been to all, everybody's been to all kinds. It's almost like this. It's probably every track you go to, it's always going to be a lane that's your favorite lane or the favored lane. When people making tests, everybody go down the lane that they say. And usually every track has that lane, and most of the time, just like what you say, but niggas, Phoenix City, everybody always go down the right lane.
Exactly.
Everybody always got in the left lane is usually always crap, you know. So I can assure you that both lanes in Macon Saturday. So that myth about the left lane in Macon, and
the middle lane like it was working better than the right. Both ones don't kill, but. That goddamn track, man, it went on. Them Mitchell was on. They were murdering cars out there.
Yeah. Big props to
I can't believe you guys had 8-point tape in your car.
Yeah.
Can't believe we had what now?
I have a hell of a car built up. I ain't never had no problem out of ring. Everyone that I've had, he's put together. I've never ever had a rear end problem. I ain't never had any.
Everybody down here, most of the guys here are 8-point in these cars. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. We always knock them 8.8s up this way.
Well, don't let them really break, but the gear, because they don't make a pro gear for the motor. Motor's gear is making a pro gear next. They make a 390. Ain't no other gear other than a 390.
Yeah.
I got my rear end beefed up and braced up and everything, you know. Like the best axles and just that damn gear.
Make a horsepower all the way naked.
Yeah, I guess so. So I'm going to never try to shoot the plane.
Hey, Bud Naked.
Yeah.
Bud Naked.
Yes, sir.
May I ask a question right quick? It's something I had wanted to find. Is Kimo still on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Kimo, before we. Is with Big Clark. Hey, we got some unfinished business to take care of.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we'd like to take.
Y'all told me y'all gonna give me the break, man. Give me everything in drag racing.
Oh, what did we do? We told you something like that?
Hey, to be honest,
I don't recall nothing like that. If you and Leroy had made some other arrangements. It seemed like he should have let me know, man. And he would have never mentioned nothing like that.
I was drunk when I was talking to him, man. Once I seen Leroy Carr, I got to get the break from him. I can't motherfucking run like
that. Well, what are you saying? What are you saying? Are we going to line up with no light or either no flag, man? Are you going to just get the break?
Give me the break or something. I can't run with that motherfucker, Leroy.
Well, you know what we usually do now, from what I remember, since I've been drag racing since 1969, all that we usually give a person is a side, man. You know, not unless you fall down in the Jimbo's bracket. Now, if you fall down in the Jimbo bracket, you know, then that's a different story.
You know what? I might have a guy. I got to check tomorrow. He might run y'all head up. I might have him sit in for
Okay, we might be able to assess all that. But I noticed you had Big Clark and you had a Mr. Willie and all them people, so I thought I would address you and ask you, you know, when we going to finish with our business. Once we finish with our business, then you can try to get who you want. We try to get our business first, though.
Look here, Larry. You don't know I'm playing chess, man. I'm trying to...
win. I'm gonna bet with these guys and win against y'all. So I bet I raise y'all head up and y'all ain't do nothing but take your money back.
Well, but see, the only thing with that, Timo, was that before Big Clark and them came along, we had tried to assess this situation beforehand, and due to certain circumstances, you tore your automobile up. We weren't able to finish, you know, where we had originally started. So that's the reason why I was addressing it now that you got the car back together. So I was just wondering that we might be able to get this all over with before we get a chance to start running Big Clark now.
Well, Larry, I'm going to show you how this works when you lock something up, right?
Okay.
You lock up the race at that race, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you don't come and race that race, you play the lockup, and then you negotiate a new race. Well, I found some wiggle room. You guys didn't make it. You played the lockup up, and hell no, I ain't locking in again. That's how that goes.
Okay. It's understandable, then. So if that
is that,
if that,
is that how
that
go,
that you,
DJ?
That's
right,
how it goes.
Right.
That's how.
Well, you know what? Before DJ addressed that, I'm gonna agree with you 100%. So if that be the case, then the next thing to do is just step out the way, stop trying to find races for us, let us find our own races, and then that way we won't have anything to say to you about racing because we don't feel like you completed your mission. You understand
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Basically, he humbled down and basically said he didn't really want them problems. So I mean, he found some wiggle room. And he wiggled his ass out of there.
He was out of there.
Yeah.
Hey man. Hey,
ain't never. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. If you can't, you know, if you put your foot in your goddamn mouth and you realize and you able to get the foot out your mouth, by all means, you better wiggle your ass on out and get you some bigger nuts or do what you gotta do to get back up there, or just like you said, just give a man his props and say, hey, I can't do it.
I can't. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna just leave you alone. So if you're gonna leave me alone. Then that means don't try to find no races for me. Don't tell me what the next person going to do. When we get to the line, just bet what you're going to bet. And then that way won't nobody feel like you that you're still stabbing at them because they feel like you're stabbing at them.
Hey, Larry,
I got that from
one of you Chi-Town guys. You know,
okay.
when Skins couldn't beat Tony, you know what Skins told Pretty? I'm
going to
get you fucked up. I'm
going to
find somebody to get you fucked up.
Well, that's the way she ain't get down. But since you're with us, you ain't never heard Lil Buzz say that because, see, what we do, we ain't going to ask nobody to take nothing off of their car, none of that stuff. We ain't going to ask nobody to take their bars off, their tires, or nothing. What we'll do, we'll address them like this. Well, you're a little bit too stock for us, so why don't you let us up out of there or something like that of that nature, you know, because we don't want to make their car unsafe for them. You know, let us up out of there. Let's try to do this or something of that nature. You know what I'm saying? The way that
y'all trying to go, y'all trying to figure out, y'all ain't trying to stop, or y'all trying to figure out what we can do to make the race happen, period.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So
That's what I'm saying, Larry. Y'all got to let me get – I'll try it if y'all let me get up out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I will talk to Lil Bro about that, but – if he decides to let you up out of there, you understand what I'm saying? Then, hey, man, it's all good with me because I'm rolling with Lil Bud now. My arrow's gone.
I need somebody to try. Now, Kimo, I know you know Jim. Can you try to get Jimbo on the line? Because I got, you know, some other people that Jimbo had kind of been barking at. And, I don't want to be too hard on Jim. I know he's recovering. He's still in recovery, but...
Hey, you know what? Ask Lady A.K.
She
get in touch.
Still selling hooks up to him and Demerol. He on everything. He's still in recovery.
Yeah, but, you know, he had said a few words about my good buddy's K-9 last week, and I just wanted to see is his confidence level still where it was at, you know, because they made a little mention about him today. They, you know, they didn't want to kick a dog while they were down, but... they just wanted to know because, you know, they down right now also, but they just wanted to know that, you know, that ass whooping the Biz put on didn't knock none of that confidence out of them. So if y'all can get a hold to him, I would greatly appreciate it. We would love to hear from old Jimbo.
I'm gonna try to call him.
Huh?
He done got 3 inches shorter after that race.
Let me
call one of his big homies here. Let me see if I find.
Yeah, call one of them. I mean, you got anybody that's racing and engaging, you gotta get props to. Now Jimbo was a racer, so you know.
Well, yeah, Jimbo a racer. Now, Jimbo
yeah.
went straight from Jersey down to Georgia. Shit, Jimbo been riding, been traveling now.
Yeah. Jersey. He won a big, huge race. That was a big race. Who is it? Peter Small Block? Ain't that what his name? Puerto Rico.
Oh, no, DJ Grant. That wasn't a big race. The big race was him and Diaz.
That was a bigger race. I'm saying that was a big race for him. That he beat.
Yeah,
who was that? Who was that he beat up there?
He was cutting that beard all season long.
Right now.
He was gonna take his ass out of Auburn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wearing Petey Small Block.
Petey Small Block. There it is. Petey Small Block. That was a big race too.
Yeah.
He beat Petey Small Block and Beers beat him. Biz is the undisputed king of the North.
I'm waiting on you to say champ. I'm going to get in your shit, Dean.
He the champ, too, but now you beat the butt nigga. Now you beat that butt nigga. Then you tell Joe he wasn't the champ no more because he got beat by Plumber Kevin. Then you tell Joe that. So you ain't the champ no more, motherfucker. That was your
name. Kevin King.
What you saying, butt nigga? I remember verbatim. You said, Joe, you ain't the king, motherfucker. You got your ass beat by Plumber Kevin, the champ. Now, that's what you said,
man. Now you're Joe Hill, boy. You're not a king here. You know what? Joe forgot to get his goddamn tennis shoes and a goddamn Levi's for me when he was down there. I told him, tying him wearing them goddamn case with. I bought him some shoes. Yeah. My buddy Joe. I see.
You know what my boy do every damn time right around this time.
What meet it?
Nick, if you're on the line, I need some help, brother.
I know who got the damn hands up.
Yeah, I mean if it is, I can't even. I mean I see the board, but I push the refresh button to try to keep it from doing it, but it's just like it's locked. It won't let me.
I think Cole Killerboard did it last night.
I think all of them do it. I think my problem is I never refresh my board. They say I need to refresh it so often, but I just tried to do it and before that. See, it didn't do what it usually does, but I hit the refresh button and it's just like it's just froze. I can't. It got a little hourglass on it. I can't do nothing. So if Nick,
well, I hear my partner Fia, the white boy, and them man, they doing their damn thing out here, homie.
The white boy, I hear they got a new dispute with Coop Performance.
Oh, do they?
From Coop Performance. I was reading a little thread today on Grudge Inc. They trying to get together like pretty soon, like this weekend or next week. Scott from Coop Performance told him, said, now I hear the rumors of what that car's supposed to run, but It damn sure better, because that's what it's going to even be close. So that, I mean, that's a race
Mustang
that's going to happen, I guess. So
they say they got Mustang now.
They got
a nice small block Mustang, but I think they talking about the G-body.
Oh, okay.
G-body on 28th against Scott's true suspension. Scott has a true stock suspension.
They were saying that old car made a hell of a move in Jackson this weekend.
The G-body, they raced, what did I think?
Jack
or somebody.
Well, I'm proud for them. You know, they've been testing and tuning. It's time for them to shine, goddammit. Give them the prop. Let them ride.
Yeah, they doing their thing. I can't wait to see them, but they doing their thing. You can't take nothing away from them. I ain't going to tell you. As much as I want to get in their ass, I can't take nothing from them. They doing their thing, so, you know.
Yeah. So did you get, did you text me,
No, I didn't. Let me text him. I thought he may have been on the line.
So I know some people on that damn line. Listen, y'all fellas just hold on. And ladies, we're going to get it taken care of. DJ got that goddamn antique-ass computer down there.
All right. There you go. There you go. You don't want to be down by going on, putting on the antenna on the roof. Move the antenna. We can't goddamn get the other channel.
Yeah. Not only that, DJ, we got the aluminum foil on the end of that motherfucker.
But nigga got trained billy goats on the roof moving the antenna in the lightning storm.
What are you crazy here? I got on to feed my damn dog when I got back from the rage. He, I only feed him at night time. I used to eat twice a day, now he eat one time. What I do? My son said, "Daddy, didn't you win?" I said, "No, that son bit whooped the hell out of me down there." My dog said, "Damn." That's what he eat if we turn around and walk, dog. Hell yeah. They gave me
he
said,
he told you he ain't even hungry no more. Go feed them damn goats.
We fanning them up, goddammit.
Heck no, man, Nick.
That's all right, but nigga, have some goat for Hattiesburg. I'm gonna get some of that dope.
Hey, I gotta ask about the cooking, man. I don't have the time. That goddamn butt of my gun at Pitt said he was gonna dig the hole and kick him, so he said he was going to cook that goat.
I told you, you were waiting on the wrong, but Gunny Pick was not finna come dig. No, I told you that, man. I told you.
We're going to talk about Gunny Picks, goddammit.
Gunny Pick was not finna dig no hole, man.
Hey,
he didn't come on, he ain't even on the show, so you know he got something up his sleeve.
You know, this is my first time ever going to the zoo and seeing the goddamn cotton out there. Did you see that fucking cotton?
Yeah, I seen all that cotton out there in the field.
I saw
it Friday. Let me tell you, Friday on the way to Macon, they had a 18-wheeler was on fire about 5 miles from the track, and then we had to take a detour. Man, when I tell you a 5 mile trip took us about 25 miles, and they through this road that was so goddamn long, all I saw was cotton.
You see,
man,
they run through that,
huh?
You see Kuta Kinte running through that, did you?
Hey, DJ, I'm scared to pass by there. Shit, my door might swing open. I might have to get out there and start picking it, man. Hey, I said to myself, I bet these guys from up north, they never seen no real cotton in real life. Most of them, the one that ain't from the south originally, but the one that were born and raised up there, I bet they ain't never seen no cotton.
Man, that's scary. When I tell you, me and little Tony come down there, we going to Valdosta. We going to Valdosta.
Yeah.
Man, Tony said, "Hey, Kimo, what's that over there?" I said, "Man, that's cotton, Tony." I said, "That's why they used to call you cotton picking." You know what? That's real cotton over there, man. That motherfucker, man, look, Tone was half asleep, man. That motherfucker looked up and said, "Kimo, what is that over there?" I said, "That's cotton, Tone."
Y'all so funny, candy when y'all come down south. Y'all heard that some of y'all didn't know what collard green was. Who that? Y'all didn't know what
that was. I seen all that cotton. I said, "Shit, we going the wrong way."
I do apologize if anybody got their hand up, and I know some do, but the board is still jammed up, and Nick, I mean, I can't even. Even if I want to end the show right now, I can't even end the show unless I just hang up. But
the craziest part, the track in the middle of the cotton field.
Yes, it is.
Now, if you guys was to come down in the summertime, y'all would see the peaches. Y'all just seen the cotton. They got peaches, man. Good God Almighty. I told them all them, pull over and get some of these peaches.
I'd rather see the peaches.
Yeah, you're going to jail, too.
Yeah, the field in Indiana, that 41. What the hell is, what kind of field is that? They got
corn,
there now.
Corn.
Oh, corn. Yeah, that's all
the field. Man, that damn. I said I ain't never seen. I remember that movie Children of the Corn. I said, what in the hell? They got a damn racetrack in the middle of a cornfield. All you see a cornfield, then boom, they go a racetrack. I said, God, then they just cut out the corn and put it back down there.
Well, that's how mine is. Mine's in track foot around cornfield.
Mine
is kind of like a little city, though, and then the corn, if you keep going down.
Yeah.
But I mean, 41.
That cotton had me worried. I'm like, I don't even want no more clothes made with cotton now.
Chemo, you couldn't get Jimbo, and how about Boost 12? I mean, I gotta give a man a chance to kick my back in. You know, they say I'm
Jimbo,
a video vixen. I got a lot of mouth. I can't just be talking and let the people who kick my back in, you know, not be able to say what they want to say. This is an open floor. Everybody can say what they want to say. So you know,
they say Jimbo's birthday was today, so he's somewhere hanging out.
Today was his birthday.
Yeah, man.
Boy, Biz gave him a good ass one for his birthday. Wow. Yeah, that Jimbo, I talked to Jimbo right before that race. He said, yo, DJ. I said, what's up, man? He said, I'm going to fuck your boy up. I said, huh? I'm going to fuck your boy up. I said, no, I don't think so. I said, Biz going to whoop you, man. He said, listen, man. my motor's hurt right now. I said, why the fuck you racing? he goes. What about this? What if I whoop him with a fucked up motor? I said, you're not gonna win, man. If you definitely got a fucked up motor, you definitely not gonna win. But what if I win? I said, you ain't gonna win. You're gonna lose.
You got him down pat,
too. That
motherfucker. You got
him good. I said, Jimbo, are you trying to have you some little wiggle room, because maybe you're a little nervous right now. You just want to be like, that's gonna be your cop out.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, like I said, big props to everybody, man. Everybody that raced. And did that thing, man. It is what it is. It's always gonna be a winner, always gonna be a loser, man. You know, so it wasn't my day, it wasn't but nigga day, and it wasn't Jimbo day.
Has there ever been a tie in drag racing?
Ain't never been one that I know of.
Hey DJ, Mick is on the road, man. He not gonna be able to help him with that board. I just got on the phone with him.
Yeah, I see. He just sent me a text too.
You know where the tie come in at? The tie come in that when the winner win and the loser lose, the tie come in for both of them get together and fellowship afterwards. That's what the tie comes in at.
I can't say, man. It was a lot of shit talking and stuff prior, but, you know, after it was all said and done, man, it was all love, man. Everybody had a good time, man, and it wasn't nothing extra drama. Everything was all good, man. That's how it's supposed to be, man. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What y'all say the only drama be at the track from the dog in the primetime crew?
It don't be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just asking a question. You know, it seemed like it was smooth and everything. Cowboy wasn't it? I mean, is Dog and the Primetime Crew the villains of drag racing? I mean, I'm just asking the question. I ain't starting
that.
I don't think that.
I mean, even Tony Bynum, they some good racers, man.
I'm gonna tell you something, DJ.
Yeah.
I was over at the House of Hooks. I didn't have a jacket or a helmet. I went over to Primetime. They let me use their shit. And I said, damn.
I've been at a racetrack, and Jamie have let me use his. I didn't have no racing pants, and Jamie let me use his. Those some good guys, man. I like everybody in the grudge game, man. I don't have anything personal, no personal issues with nobody in the game. but I do want to whoop the white boy's ass again. I got to put that in there again because I've already beat him. But other than that, I ain't got no ain't no love lost. I like the white boys for what they doing. They doing their thing, but you know, them my men. I plan to see them real soon.
You know what?
I'm
just talking shit, but I tried to pay them guys to use their shit, man. They like to whoop my ass. So, you know, they like to tell me, get the fuck on away from them. No shit, though. You know, I was trying to pay them, you know, and they were like, man, you know, don't stress the fuck out. So, man, go ahead on, man, with that. You don't owe me no money.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just was jugging them. Now, they were some pretty good guys, man.
Because
I didn't have no race equipment, you know, because, you know, Tony drive my car. The hook over the house, the hook tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I go over there and say, hey, can y'all let me use a helmet or a jacket or anything? And they gave me, Tony told me, look over there, and you got a jacket over there, and Jamie let me use his helmet, you know. You know, certain people, a lot of people won't let a lot of people use them helmets because, you know, you can catch all kind of shit out of here, you know what I mean?
Somebody said they didn't want to use mine because they thought they'd get... They think I got a Jerry curl, so they don't get no Jerry curl.
Jerry curl, you know what I'm
talking
about. Yeah, so you help him, or you and Mike Hill him. Between you and Mike Hill with the hair, I always want to use them helmets. The Afro Sheen and...
Y'all wow, man. Oh man. Well, fellas, I really hate it for anybody to get their hand up because I mean I'm still
somebody just trying to call DJ from the internet, but I had my phone on mute and I was trying to do something there. I had to lay down on speakerphone, but when I got to it, I don't know who it was though. So somebody might be trying to run the board for us.
If they are, please run it because I can't do a dadgum thing. And I hate for anybody to be having a hand up this long and we not get to you. You know, because at Grudge Inc. on these shows, everybody's voice is important. Everybody wants to be. And I truly hope ain't nobody who, you know, I hope, you know, the guys Boost 12 that kick my, that whoop my ass this week, I hope they not trying to get on and thinking I'm not trying to let them on. Or Jimbo or anybody else that's maybe trying to get on. I'm sorry, man. We had a little technical difficulty as far as, you know, anybody that may have a hand up.
What Lady A at?
Lady A on Tuesday nights, I think they be having, they have church service. Her and Jay Barnes, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's a lot of times you don't hear Jay or Lady A on Tuesday night.
Man, I'm telling y'all something so funny, man. We were using GPS getting to the track, right?
Uh-huh.
This motherfucker took us in town, took us on do some more, put that car. They told us to turn down something that looked like a dirt road. I got this big ass trailer on the back. I turned down this road anyway. I called Tom. I said, Tom, is the track off a dirt road? He's like, yeah, it's off like a dirt road. So I went on and turned down that motherfucker. Man, I get maybe a quarter mile down this motherfucking road. This road, it go to nothing. Man, we in the field. I say, God damn, now look, my partner was, I said, nothing. We in the goddamn field. There's a guy sitting right there where he in there. Now, where y'all going, man? We go to the racetrack. And I was a long way from it. I said, ain't no road or nothing. I'm like, in the shell. I told him, turn this son of a bitch around.
Hey, Timo, what kind of GPS was that you had?
I don't know, man. It was my partner's.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm gonna let you in on a little bit of something. You know what happened is it hasn't been updated. So you can take those GPSs and you can hook them up into the computer, call the company, and they'll tell you what number to put in, and then update it. That was an old road that went through there. And since it hasn't been updated, it took you the whole way.
Larry, that wasn't no road went through that motherfucker at all. It was housing. Man, I'm talking about housing and everything. No road go down through this motherfucker here.
I had one to do me like that in Scottsboro, Alabama. And when I got in the inside of the place, I updated it. And when I left out, and when I came back the next time, it took me a complete different way. It didn't take me the same way no more.
You know, I'm telling him to update that motherfucker. This thing I had four-wheel drive. Because we was all in dirt, man. I said, God damn. I said, man. He was like, man, just swing this bitch around. I swung that motherfucker around, man. And I said, man, that bitch got the... Let me put this bitch in four-wheel drive. Man, it went on and got us out of there. I said, man, you know, we would have... My little Tone told me, man, Chemo, get a two-wheel drive. I said... I don't know about that, Tony. He's like,
I'm sorry I didn't forget. I got a text. I forgot. this weekend, also in Montgomery, they're having a big race in Montgomery, the 28 versus 275. And I've been told that a lot of big names are going to be in the house. Shane Stack, Killing Time, I think, big. I don't know what Big Ball Factor possibly, Triple X, a lot. It says supposed to be a pretty big race this weekend in Montgomery.
How they play that out with Big Ball Factor and Killing Time in one spot? How they play that out? Don't he drive both cars?
But normally, you know, Killing Time is a class car, and Big Ball Factor is a straight grudge car, man. So, you know, they usually don't have to face each other or run. And I guess Killing Time is going to be on either 275s or 28s. And I got my board back. So 4, 7, 8, 91, 15. Your mic is live.
DJ.
Dirty Red.
What it is?
What you know, good man? You doing all right, brother?
I'm doing good.
There's a lot of people mad at you on this phone. You supposed to dig that hole for that goat for Butt Naked this weekend.
I gave Butt Naked hell at the damn tracker. He didn't bring the goat.
Dirty Red,
cause he didn't bring the goat.
Dirty Red is it?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Oh, see, you and Butt Naked supposed to cook that goat, man. Y'all ain't right.
Butt Naked didn't bring the goat. I brought the shovel. I brought the shovel. Butt Naked didn't bring the goat. Yeah, he didn't bring the damn goat. I brought the shovel and the lighter and the cigarette lighter. Butt Naked
ain't on.
Yeah,
he on.
Butt Naked, I know you hear me. He don't want to say that now, cause he know I kept on asking about that damn goat.
I hear you. I'm right here.
Tell them I kept on asking about that goat.
Yeah, you had me where it was, but hey, the day other Ray would have been too late to cook the motherfucker. We both cooked it the day before.
We decided out there. You ain't had nothing to do. I ain't had nothing to do neither.
Gunner didn't need shit. So hell, I said the hell with it.
Long as Butt Naked had some Cisco, it'll been all right.
hell no. Never ever again when I drink that shit. Hey man, where is Gunner? Because man, I don't know if Gunner was madder than Detroit guys or not, but they put his shit on a jack and moved his shit. They moved this car across the aisle. I said, God damn, look at these people, man.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. 708-0478. Your mic is live.
What's going on,
homeboy?
Is this the king?
No, this is the king. No. Just shout out, baby boy.
What's going on? What's going on? You sound almost like Biz a little bit. Biz is hoarse. You sounded just like him coming over. I thought you was Biz. What's going on, brother?
Still blood negative send Biz his belt.
Uh-oh.
What belt? Belt Biz deserved. What he whooped him for, DJ?
Don't you get my feather ruffled up today now, goddamn it.
What did you lose?
Got down on his ass. I'm going again. Believe that. We're going to have to. We not doubling or nothing. We're going to triple that shit. Believe
that. 706-1688.
Your mic is live. Hey, you motherfucking hairy breed Alabama raised motherfuckers. Y'all fuck around there and fuck Alabama up again. Buck naked. God damn it. You and DJ Grant, man. This dog, man. What's up? Y'all mother. Look here. Hey, DJ, let me get on. Let me talk to Buck naked for you. Homeboy.
Yeah.
Hey, why you get a? You ain't had to run for the belt. Don't you know how to dodge? You didn't have to put the belt up, you motherfucker.
I didn't put the belt up.
Well, what the hell are they talking about? You lost the belt then?
I ain't lost no goddamn belt. They want me to do
well,
it.
Well, you tell that motherfucking waterhead ass pro stock Joe to quit reporting that bullshit. Cause I'm saying he talking about you done lost the damn belt. And anyway, DJ, they was taking up a collection for you, man. They said they felt sorry for you, but you did, Ray. Say you broke your crank home, boy. I'm sorry to hear that shit, man.
Yeah. Just trying to go. He thought I was kind of on borrowed time. I just didn't think it was going to go that fast. But the good thing is I don't think it hurt the block. So I already got the motor out, and it's up So hopefully.
Okay,
and
another thing, man, I'm glad y'all had a good show down and everything. I'm glad y'all had fun. But I got to say, my boy Kimo, my new boy, though. Him and Biz, I love them two motherfuckers to death. I did love Lil Tony, but fuck Lil Tony, a pretty red mouth, red lip bitch. Down his motherfucking ass, I'm going to go if he ever get his goddamn car ready. But I say that about Kimo and Biz. I'm going to tell y'all right now, man, Biz a real man. Y'all give him the utmost respect. You better keep him in Grudge Inc. because that's the glue for Grudge Inc. And Kimo, let me tell you about that big black gorilla-looking motherfucker. Kimo, you still on the phone?
I'm here.
This motherfucker, DJ Grant. DJ Grant, you and Buck Naked, can y'all hear me?
We hear you fine.
This motherfucker come down to Jackson. Come down to Tomorrow. He went to goddamn 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. This big black gorilla looking motherfucker come out here. Dog, can you get me a racing suit where I can go out there and make a hit? I said, yeah, man, huh? Take my coat and put it on. That bitch couldn't even get one arm in my goddamn coat, a big gorilla motherfucker. How the fuck he come way down here talking about he need a goddamn suit to race when he ain't got no suit? Kimo, tell me why, man.
I'm not the driver. I don't drive. Tone couldn't make it, and I was already going to fly in. Shit, man, I didn't fly down there to sit around. Shit, we got to make something pop down at this bitch.
I hear you, boy. I hear you. I wish y'all could have came by and did it, though, man. But I'm glad y'all had a successful show. We had a great show down there where we was at. And I just wish we all could have got together, man, and had a big old hoedown, man.
No. Can you fill us in on or would that be conflict of interest?
It ain't conflict of interest. But if anybody, I ain't like y'all. I listen to y'all show. Y'all bitches don't never listen to mine if you know what was happening. I came on my own show today and said it. I cannot give you a rundown on the races because it was so fucking many. And the way I like to give a report, I couldn't do no justice. So I just told a motherfucker, unless you ask me about a specific race, I ain't getting no report because I can't do no justice to them. Because to be honest, man, we had so many, I got tired of seeing fucking races, man. To be honest with you.
Hey,
I can't
get
no justice because when I get a race report, I like to get it in depth and so you can understand it. So I really can't do it. All I can say, we had a bunch of them. That's all I can tell you. I saw y'all, some of them that Dolomite, somebody put on the videos and seemed like y'all was having a good time there. I saw DJ go to the goddamn wall and then come back and pick the fucking tires up like if the bitch had a tow up, he might have been gone somewhere.
Hey, dog, when you see that goddamn post-star show, tell him quit hating, goddamn it. Ain't lost no belt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And then he up there talking about some, yeah, you have. I ought have had a belt up because the motherfucker got his ass tore out the socket. I'm saying to myself, goddamn, just because a bitch raised don't mean he got to put the belt up. If you like, you didn't tell a motherfucker when you first got it. Bitch, if you want to challenge me, come down to LaGrange, bitch. That's my home track.
That's what I told him.
Yeah.
Dog, now, see, I told y'all that man don't report the shit right.
Well, that's what I'm getting at now. He sent out a report, to be honest with you now, after listening to some of these shows and listening to y'all, man, that shit he sent out, then I'm going to tell him to stop sending it out because he was so fucked up. You got, you know, I'm saying, last night I'm saying to myself, why the fuck did dumbass Buck nigga get it built up when he didn't have to? I'm saying that already. I done told a bitch today, I said, Max Homeboy's a dumb motherfucker. Why did he put the belt up? He had to put the belt up. Because if you don't give a bitch 30 days notice, you ain't got to. Just because you show up don't mean you can run for my belt.
He gave a 30-day notice.
All the fuck he did, he ain't had no deposit up. Damn lie. Did nobody have no deposit to run that, man?
Not with no belt anyway. And we're going for the belt. We're going to run in the brain, goddamn it.
There you go. There you go, bro, nigga. Let him, goddamn it. Goddamn it. Just call DJ Grant dumb don't mean you dumb.
That's why I thought too. You know, you make your steps where you if you own that belt, you make your steps where you want to meet this guy to race at, and you have to.
Hey, you got to do what's best for you. Mr. Joe said the best, whether y'all like what he said or not. Bitch, I'm gonna do what's best for me. If I got that belt, bitch, I'm gonna tell you to come. Well, bitch, I'm gonna run you a Friday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning on the road.
Oh man!
Hey, dog.
Oh, Don, I heard you had a I know me and Butt Naked was in intensive care unit, but I heard you had to go by the outpatient. Did Tony Bynes put a little something on you this weekend?
No, sir. See, that's why y'all don't understand it. Me and Tony Bynes just did something for the show, and his dumb ass don't know. I set him up anyway. I'm going to say it now because I think they didn't figure it out. We didn't run for no money. It was a girl's run, but it wasn't for no money. And I was running just to see where the fuck he was at so I knew how to fuck him up next time. I ain't run for one sister. I'm the smartest bitch out there. I let bitches think I'm a dumb motherfucker. That's what I do. See, right now, he thought he had me beat. If he locked that bitch in for Thursday, watch me gap that bitch. He locked in for Thursday, the same race y'all see. But anyway, though, the race I did have, though, I said it. I ran the old boy out of Texas with a 55 Nomad, or Chevrolet, whatever you call them, some bitches.
Yeah.
And I red lighted the first time. I fucked up and red lighted. So I had to come back. The bitch wouldn't run no more. So I had to goddamn get in the back tire and lane chart to make him run again. And I did that. Chain linked his motherfucking ass.
hey, dog. There was some country talk. That was a country talking motherfucker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Me and my son seen him up. I don't know where we was at. We was at a gas station. He said, "Where y'all going?" "Man, we going over that diamond well." I said, "What the fuck did he say?"
Them guys come down from Texas, man. The Jacqueline Hyde boys, I know y'all have seen some of the videos. Them bitches was bullshit. And that Blue Magic car that come out of North Carolina, good goop. I'm serious, man. As a racing fan, I'd have sat in the stand and watched that shit. Man, they had some exciting, bad motherfuckers down there. And the Shadow got his ass slapped the shit out of the first race. When he was talking all that shit, he got the shit slapped out of him the first race. But then, since the same car that slapped the shit out of him, they came back and ran again in a grudge match. And something told me, because Phil said, "I'm going to blow this bitch up this run." That's Phil Shuler, the guy that tuned for the NHRA. Tuned the Shadow. He said, "I'm going to blow this bitch up this time." Man, I bet it 2-1 odds over there, and I fucked him up because he fucked them up. That's one thing. DJ, you ought to know, once a bitch come back at you again, he either knows something or he forgot something.
He forgot something. There you go.
Yeah. When he came back and ran him again, he's stupid or crazy. But now me, smart as I'm here, I'm saying this bitch got something in the bag for him.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll say the same thing I said about Bill. You know, we broke the damn transmission in half in two. We broke the goddamn bypass. We coming back. Believe that.
But nigga, I heard Evan. The one thing, I ain't hear the first part of y'all show because I was still on my show, but I know you done thanked everybody because I heard they tried to get you a transmission, drive shaft, any goddamn thing to get back in that race.
They did.
But the only thing it was, I couldn't get the gear. Dave Floyd said his dad had left the shop. Yeah. I needed the gear. Matt and them out of, Chad and Matt out of California gave me a drive shaft. Baldy gave me a transmission. Yeah, boy, we're ready to get to it again.
I heard that. And David Floyd came down there Sunday and raced down there. He was having problems with his stuff. But he came down there and raced down to Jackson on Sunday. And I think the white boys or somebody tore his ass out the frame. But But he, at least he came to race, dude.
Yeah. 662-0506.
Man, why are you over there, Mike? You know that's BET, man. Oh, shit. Now, you know that old man motherfucker might be able to cuss some bitch out.
Goddamn right. That guy, I'm going to start with that goddamn black-ass Chemo. You big gorilla-looking motherfucker. You,
hey,
you had your ass, over there in Jackson. What?
A motherfucker told me you the number one dick sucker for the 901 boys. I said, man, don't talk about it.
It is what it is. Hey, you pay me like 901, boy. Pay me, goddamn, I'll be your dick sucker. I'm like, no, I'm for hire, motherfucker. Fuck wrong with you? I'm telling the money,
man.
What's wrong with you?
He might get on here and say something to you, man. I say, man, please don't talk about him like that, man. I like him.
I don't give a damn what they say about BET. BET doing his motherfucking thug. Talk your ass off.
So that's
hey, ain't no, I can't suck your dick because you ain't doing a damn thing.
I don't know.
I heard you got over there, and ain't bust a motherfucking grape.
No, I didn't.
You see what I'm saying? Where you come all
I bust that 901 boy, that green one. I bust his motherfucking head wide open.
No, he ain't got the motor in that car. Won't you get up with something that they got running? If you so big and bad,
they
you big gorilla
car.
Looking motherfucker.
They got a turbo car over there, don't they?
They got a turbo car, and you could have got some of it. You brought your ass over there to the trick or treat. You could have got your fucking treat.
Hey, I had prior engagements, Chunk.
Yeah, I know. Scared.
Yeah.
That was number one priority.
Hold on one second. 404-8207. Your mic is live.
404-8207.
Your mic is live now.
Yo, can you hear me?
We hear you fine.
It's K9. Queen got me in.
What's going on, K-9? What you know good?
Call him Ollie. Man, he don't like that. Call him Ollie. He don't like that.
The dog go to hell.
Yo, Big O, what's going on?
I don't know what's happening with you.
What you know good, man?
Man, I don't know. We got to find somebody who's sitting like us so we can get a race in. I'm getting bored.
Uh-oh.
Getting bored. And I don't want to race no damn Fox body. I want to race somebody who's sitting like I do.
K-9,
I can tell you one thing. You and your compadre or whatever the hell he is with that damn John Deere shirt and damn coveralls on, and your brother, you and that fella right there, I want to take a picture of y'all ass. Y'all looked real goddamn nice down there at the track. You know it this weekend. Y'all really represented from where y'all from. You know.
Yes, sir.
Y'all two country boys.
Two country boys trying to get in some country A.
I feel you, man.
So you ain't worth a damn.
Yeah. You got me. But all I ask is just give me a chance to get back. That's all I ask.
Oh yeah, you got that opportunity. Whenever you come, you got it.
That's all I want. I'm gonna
tell y'all, all y'all have actually seen is phase one. That's just phase one of what we got to bring.
Yeah.
Phase one.
That's all I'm saying. That's phase one.
Hey, now who ass did you dig in? Who was that?
Oh, we didn't get no race this past weekend.
K-9 said you dug in his ass?
Yeah, we fucked him up. He don't know where you want to go.
Oh, he swing from dick to dick.
Yeah, he just bounce from dick to dick. He don't know where you want to be.
K9 came out and put two on the trailer in one day.
Prime
time.
Now, I'm gonna tell you, we're gonna come. Hopefully, if everything goes well, we're gonna be down in Florida. That's where our next projection is. Now, I don't know who the guy Biz and Jimbo and all them motherfuckers. I wish you can get all of them. My driver said he wish we go up to Carolina and race all of them at one time.
Hey, Oliver, I'm glad you said that. That's what I had on my show. I was saying that we was glad they came down, and we know they had a successful show in Macon. With all them people like you just said then that you don't know that you hear on this thing, it'd have been so much good if all of us had been in one motherfucking place, man.
Yeah, we got everybody.
I was gonna say that, but I know there's a lot of tension there. I just left that alone. But I would have loved to see those sanctions come together.
Yeah,
they had all them cars there.
I honestly believe that next time, or whenever the time presents itself again, I believe that's how it'll be. I don't think it'll be no more, anything like,
Yeah, DJ, we didn't say it negative, and we understand it, but we said we understood that the guys from Grudge Inc., which most of the guys from up north that he was talking about, that we did want to raise, we understood that they was Grudge Inc., and we not mad. I mean, nobody should be mad. They just supported Jay Barnes and making track because that's what they should have did. But just think, if we had had motherfucking Jimbo and fucking Biz and Chemo and all them bitches in the house with K-9 and Tony Back, we were still in that motherfucking wrestling now.
Damn sure would, though. Damn sure would.
Tag team wrestling, man. It'd have been
getting it on. That's why Grudge Inc. And that other station and body need to figure out a track that's halfway in between you guys and halfway in between us.
Hey, Big O K9, what you think about Jimbo, Big O?
Man, I ain't worried about that man in the way, cuz.
Didn't Jimbo get his ass cut?
That man is in the way.
Jimbo is in the way, cuz, I'm telling you. But I don't want to scare him off. I want to give him an invitation. I want to get him a plane ticket and a freight to get his ass to Florida. And just we're going to see what he's standing up for.
Small block versus small block.
DJ, now he likes, we love people who like the bet. That kind of check. You know that. That's what we want.
Yeah, his exact words last week was that the 10 wasn't enough. Y'all going to have to at least double that.
Well, we love them kind of folks. You know that. Now, that's what we talking about.
One thing I can say about K-9, he believe like goddamn it, Frank Lucas believe, goddamn it, either get it all or knock me in the fucking head that I can go the fuck home.
That's it.
Then go home. It's just simple. Don't take all day. Don't take 3-4 races to do it. It takes one. You're going to leave one or the other.
Jimbo is recovering. He's still recovering. I think we sent Grudge Inc. sent some flowers to his room. I think he's still on bed rest. Me and Butt Nigga got released a little early. But we'll make sure Jimbo get the memo.
Well, I tell you what, he said a place where everybody could get together. Back when I know, they used to do it in Illinois. That's where everybody would usually try to meet in the middle. And then back in the day, that's where it used to go down there.
But the biggest I know it's a heck of a drive for them, but I know everybody's planning on being at Baldur's race down there in December, and the weather will be right for everybody, so I think that's going to be the place to be.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a long ride for some and not as much for others, but if you love racing, you'll get there. You'll make it.
You'll get there.
That's all she said.
334-6150. Your mic is live.
It's the same price, but it's all of it.
334-6150.
I kept asking it because I thought it was a gas station. I was like, this is a gas station. She's like, no, this is it.
334 in the gas station.
Just took their ass over. They already talking. Damn, DJ, why do you once they open them motherfuckers up and they ain't paying attention? You
shut up.
All right.
Now, D, DJ, I'm going to tell you who I'd like to get a hold of now. I think I want to race
him. Who is that?
That guy with that late model Camaro, which Mario said he got the car.
Mario said he got the car.
That yellow and black late model Camaro.
Oh, that's little that's
Tony.
That's Chemo Buddy.
That's pretty little. Okay, well, let me tell you what I'm doing.
I'm
going back and collecting all the guys who drew on my son when we was in Val Lawson. We wasn't around. He ain't but 17 years old, and he learning. So I'm going back. He was another one of them guys who drew on him, so I got to come to him, too. I got to have
him. Okay. All right. What you got?
He got a heavy-ass truce. I mean, this car look like a damn car you could drive down the street with some damn whale wheels on it. It ain't got no fiberglass, nothing. I think the only thing fiberglass on the car is the hood, ain't it, Big O?
And The hood is heavier than the goddamn OEM.
I see how tough your motherfucking ass is in the morning.
Oh, baby, let me tell you something, cuz. We ready. Now, I did tell him with them big-ass 29-inch tires y'all got on there, you do one or two things simple. Make it right or get on the same size car.
Well, one thing for sure, he ain't going to put no 28 on there.
Well, I told him put a 275 on there. Put your 275 on it. Yeah, that's
That car going to look stupid than a motherfucker with a 275
on it. Well, it ain't got to look stupid long. When I dig up in your ass, you're going to want to put it up.
Listen here, man.
We're going to put it on your motherfucking ass if you get your ass on the side of that
2010. You're going to beat your motherfucking brains in. That's what we're going to do for
you. Now, you know, all you got to do on they can really do that is that paperwork. Yeah.
Right.
That paperwork will make that happen.
Yeah, but guess what? That's what I'm saying. What you want to lot race for? I will book that motherfucker for Barbie's race.
Well,
I don't know though, cause that motherfucker man, when I call him and if I wake him up, he's gonna be upset and he's gonna want to get that shit over with quick.
Well, I don't, sir. All that don't excite me. I'm just telling you what I want.
I know it don't. I'm telling you. We will come to wherever you at and go take a hit to your ass.
Well, you know where we at then.
There's the invitation, Chemo. That the man saying they gonna be in. I got a question. What? How many cars is K9 planning to bring to Florida, Vigo?
Well, I don't know. We trying to figure out how we gonna get all of them
there. Uh-oh. So it's gonna be more than one or two?
Of course it will be.
Uh-oh. So K-9,
well, you know,
K-9 racing was
K-9. I simply told y'all that you just only seen phase one.
Uh-oh.
I ain't seen shit. I don't even know who this motherfucker is. I'm a fucking
Google. That's first. And I, you know what? And I don't know who you are.
I'm a Google.
That's Chemo. That's Chemo, man.
Hey, I know why you don't know. Hey, K-9. I know why he don't know. He's been hiding in the bushes.
This dick sucking motherfucker shut up. First he wanted to get at you, and now he's talking about, okay, now I know. Man, will you shut the fuck up?
I still want it. But I'm going to fuck you up, too. As soon as the track, we see your ass at. Down on your ass, we going, Chemo.
I swear to God, you boys going to leave me alone when y'all see me. You know what, DJ? I ain't even gonna shake down for them because this some bitch gonna get scared, man.
Okay.
Now, DJ, now what car does he have?
He got a turbo car.
Okay, I don't get a lot of what he got. Well, I mean, what his size is it?
He on 29. Yeah.
He don't care nothing about that motherfucking shit.
Hey, listen. Down in his ass, we go. That's simple.
DJ, can you play my song for me?
What's that song?
You know what song?
What,
I'm
beat it?
No,
Michael Jackson.
I'm making my office and can't refuse.
Okay,
hold
on.
Michael Jackson song, beat it.
and I'm going to beat your ass, but I'm going to make you offer you can't refuse. You 901 bad boy dick sucking motherfucker.
Hey, I'm going to make him an offer, Cam. I'm going to make him an offer, Cam.
Now, see, I'm going to come on down to Baldy's race. You boys are geeking me up to come on down to Baldy's race. And D-Day, when I come down to Baldy's race, would you please hit it for me? I'm going to Baldy's race. Hit it for me.
I bet you don't go down there.
I'm
going
to make him an offer again with you.
Boy, y'all are out of here.
But right now, I want you to call your man with that 2010, and we're gonna
ain't
put that
gonna
86.
Race.
Who ain't gonna race? Who ain't gonna race?
Where is that? The big liquor.
Did the guy say we won't race?
I don't know. I think he said a mistake. Chemo.
Huh?
Chemo.
Go ahead, DJ.
You said they won't race.
Who?
Is that you said they ain't going to race? That K-9 ain't going to race?
Nah, I never said that. That's that dick liquor talking.
Oh, that's
right. I ain't said nothing, bitch. I'm waiting to catch your ass at the track. That's all I'm waiting up to.
Hey,
You was at the track Friday night, and then you got your motherfucking ass back in the bushes. Run off before
I
get there.
DJ,
you
see that?
He
knew exactly who I was talking about. I ain't called no name. I said that was that dick. Look, I didn't say nothing.
He always has.
He knows who he is.
Call it what you want. Call it what you want. I'm for high.
He always had in the bushes.
Yep, that's where he lived at, in the bushes.
In the bushes, yep.
I bet you with me and Lil Tone get down there tomorrow. It's great if we won't be in no bushes. You will be like a grasshopper on your motherfucking ass.
Man, y'all ain't gonna get y'all ass drugged.
Ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all need to put that Camaro into a car show.
Y'all hold on a second. 334-9052. Your mic is live. Okay. 9052.
Hey, what's up, DJ?
What's going on there? Turbo.
What's that?
Turbo.
What about that chemo? He going to Brayton?
Chemo.
Yes,
you...
I am. Yes, I am.
Hey.
Chemo, that's Turbo Tim you're talking to right there, Chemo.
You
gotta get him out the bushes first.
Oh, hey, you know what? There's only two type of guys that had in bushes and take it with commerce.
And you both of them.
State police.
And you both of them.
901 boy tell you, 901 boy tell you can talk on the phone today.
What are you talking about?
Hey. That's who gonna fuck you up. One talking to you. You worried about the 901 bad boy. You need to be worried about K-9.
You need to be worried about Turbo Till.
I'm talking about again. I'm Brady.
You heard me.
He don't want to hear nothing
about that.
I'm not gonna lock in, but I'm gonna make it my.
He's backing up already.
I'm making my effort to get down
there. He's backing up already.
The problem is, man, I keep running down south, you motherfucker.
He's backing up, guys. My kid's a tough-ass sub-zero.
And listen, I'm in Braverton, you, K-9, and them 901 bad boys, y'all ain't going to have to worry about ass in the lock-in. I'm coming to your trailer, motherfucker. Just like we did your son.
This is what we do, Chemo. Chemo, this is what we do right here. All right, we got three people want to race you. Okay? How is we going to go to Bradenton and sit and wait on you to get a race? We need to know if we're going to race
you.
We need to know if
we're going to
race before we get there.
Do you know how many times I've been down south? I'm not going to keep running down south.
Because you ain't locked nothing in. You coming down here on a fucking whim, on a wish.
You ain't going to race.
That's what it is. You just ain't gonna race.
Because
you ain't for sure. You ain't for sure. You ain't for sure. You ain't sure of yourself. Okay, then. Mr. Primo.
Yeah, play for
Primo.
If I wasn't sure,
play
I would have been down there with him. Would
I? You came, did you race? Did you race, though? Did you race, Kimo?
Hell no.
My point exactly. My point exactly.
My
point exactly, man. You're going to keep showing up to these shows. That's what you're hoping for.
I got to say this for Kimo. Kimo got his stuff figured out a little late, but he was ready to go, but they shut the track down because of a little accident. But
DJ, don't do that. DJ, don't do that.
I'm gonna keep it 100 now. You know, if I could go down on Kimo's ass, I would. I'm gonna keep it real.
He was down there making it win the car show. One thing about it, I don't have a pretty car. I have a car. It's not pretty to me. And the 2010 Camaro wasn't there. Hey, why don't you get that green car? I want to race that green car, King Kong Jr. B&T, get that together, man.
Why you won't pick on our slow car? Why you trying to pick on our slow car with a turbo car? With a fucking turbo car now. You picking on our slow car with a turbo car.
I think, man, you got a mileage on
the
bitch,
man. You want something soft, don't
you? Let you know where you're at, don't
you? A lot of people seem like they're trying to...
I'm going
to
make them an offer again with you.
Okay. Okay.
Listen, man. We're going to be in Bramerton.
What?
Well, lock some in. Lock some in. We got three races need to be locked in for you, Kimo. Three.
He ain't gonna do that. He's scared. You're right. I ain't gonna do it because I ain't no goddamn fool to just get some money away when I'm still trying to race up here. You dumbass motherfucker.
Oh, you scared ass motherfucker. Stay up there then. Stay your goddamn scared ass up there. Don't come down here no goddamn more then. So I'm a bitch.
Hey,
don't bring your goddamn ass down here.
When I come down there and I beat the 901 bad boys. Bitch, you can't film no more. That's out there. You can't film no more. You give all them rights to Gunny Pig.
Okay. Lock that in then. Let's lock that in then, Kimo. I quit filming if you beat 901 bad boy.
He's scared. Let's lock it in.
All right. $1,000 on
BT, quick time lock, goddamn folks in. You still owe me my
shut
punk
fuck
out.
Up. Shut the fuck up, you scared ass. Go back in the bush.
You still owe me my goddamn punk out, BT. No lock, goddamn.
Get your motherfucking ass back in the bush.
Oh, shit.
How you gonna say I owe you some punk out when the one you locked in for the race?
Your dumb ass locked in for with me. You said if we don't race, I owe you $50.
Okay, then. Where my $50 at?
Okay, Chris Toon punk that.
You didn't race. If you don't race,
if
you owe me $50.
Okay, and if we do, what?
I owe you $50.
Okay, you know the way I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking, bitch. That's what you said.
Nope, you said it
that ain't my fault. You got to understand the bet, you crazy ass man.
Okay.
I betted you on the race.
I said if we don't race.
Now you trying to switch it up now. Go ahead, man.
Okay, I'm going on, but I'll just let you
know.
I'm gonna let you make it. You would call me out if I did that, you know. I just let you know.
I'm gonna let you make it. I told you I wasn't gonna argue with you if you bought a DVD. You bought a DVD, I can left it alone, didn't I?
Well, I had to pay for the DVD.
Okay, I left it alone then. I left that alone.
Yeah,
now you leave
it
alone.
You locked in.
I locked in on the race.
You locked in if you. Huh?
All right, Daddy Red, we're going to leave that alone because you ain't want to pay me and I ain't finna pay you because you trying to switch it up on me. So leave that shit alone.
Man, we all right. We good. I know what it was. We good.
Yeah, we good. Back to that goddamn scared ass Kimo. Look here, something, bitch.
You fucking test pass specialist. I will expose you fake ass racist.
I will expose you. Engage. Engage. Engage, goddammit.
All you got to do is be in the same place I'm at, motherfucker. You ain't got to get over from me.
Hey, B,
all right.
You ain't nothing but test pass dummies. That's right. All you had to do was wait until we got unloaded before you left the track. You left Jackson. You was in Jackson. We was going to unload
on
your
ass. Jackson when I was there, motherfucker.
We was on the way to the whole day. You left before
you
got
there. You right. You came when after you knew I was gone.
No,
we was on the way.
We was on the way, and you heard us coming, goddammit. Load that shit up and got gone.
Listen. How the fuck I beat y'all to Jackson before y'all get there?
You was scared, BG.
You motherfuckers stay down there, man. You motherfuckers
stay
down
there. Man, we come all the way from Tennessee. We come from Tennessee. I come from Mississippi. We come from Tennessee.
I come from Detroit. You dumb. Now, who
took us 10 hours to get out of there.
Okay, it takes me 12 or 13 now. So how did I beat you to the track? Unloaded, tested, and you still had to
because you left 3 hours
scared.
Before we did, you stupid motherfucker.
You know
you
what?
Left 3 hours before we did.
You
ain't
was scared,
no
man. You was sitting there sucking.
I know that something ain't gonna run. I ain't talking to that big gorilla looking motherfucker. Get on that bicycle,
yeah.
Ride your ass back in them bushes.
Hey, listen,
you
man.
Know, he don't run nobody from his own town.
I catch you motherfuckers in Bradenton. I'm going to fuck you boys up.
Man, okay. Lock it in then, some bitch.
Man,
so we'll know you're going
to.
So we'll know.
I need to lock in for it. I'm coming down there. I'm going to lock in. As soon as it gets cold,
ain't
gonna,
you ain't going to even show
DJ,
up.
DJ,
you ain't going to even show up.
Man, I can't say
you just right. He's scared.
DJ, yeah, you ain't.
Did I run from you?
Nah, he ain't run from me.
I didn't think
he was
going
to be. And what that told me?
That's why.
What that told me?
What do you think I was there for, you stupid motherfucker, to play? I wasn't
exactly.
there to take pictures
that's
like you, man. I wasn't there to take pictures like you.
He drives 17 hours for no driver.
That's like what you said. Hey, DJ, did I not find a driver to jump in that song, bitch?
He did.
And
Ray, DJ, quit taking up for that goddamn name, man.
I'm gonna tell the truth.
Don't agree with that song, bitch, no more.
It's your race.
He didn't race nobody.
It's your race.
Hey, if y'all would have came there, we sure would
have
got a little race.
You
motherfuckers went past Georgia.
Set your
cow ass up. You motherfuckers went past Georgia.
You over there sucking on some motherfucking dick that won't race. You ain't racing nobody. Set your coward ass. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely fuck K9 up. Is that him talking? I don't think that's K9. That's the ball liquor. Say now, talking. Wait a minute, what does this guy say? Uh-oh. <laughs> I said, is that K9 talking? This is K9 right here. What you saying now? You gonna be in Braylington? Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we can talk then when we get to Bradenton.
No. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how we do this. Real talk.
Okay, come on.
This is real business. We on the road. We only roll one way, sir. Put the check up, $1 on five or better. Run it up as high as you want to go.
K-9, what is I'm racing? I'm going to race your car, right? Turbo?
It's going to be a nice car.
No, what am I racing, motherfucker? That's how stupid you sound.
I'm going to run a Pro Mod. We ain't running no Pro Mod. Chicken
sir,
ass.
Sir. Listen. Let's see what we're going to lock in. Come on, K-9. BT, shut the fuck up. We finna lock something in. You
chicken
stupid.
Ass.
Yo, dumbass. Hey, now, what you want me to race? Fuck it, I'm coming down to break it.
On 29, we got a nitrous car, no wheelie balls.
Okay.
Stop the spinning. You got me?
He said 29, stop the spinning. Shut up, man, don't you see me on this phone?
And we on the weekend. 29 stock suspension, no wheelie balls, nitrous car.
Oh. All right, so we're going to run that to the quarter or the eighth?
We're going to run to the eighth.
I got the race car. I got to come and race your race, huh?
Well,
Well, I mean, we're going to Florida, so we're going to race just what's going on down there that day.
Florida got a DJ, didn't you say Florida was a quarter mile track?
It's a quarter mile track.
Yes, quarter mile track.
So why we ain't going Hello. Out the back door? If, why we not going out the back door if it's a quarter mile track, King?
Shit, here we go. Sir, the race is...
DJ just said the race down there is either a quarter mile...
No, I said that the track itself is a quarter mile track. It's eighth mile racing, but it's a quarter mile track. If somebody want to do some quarter mile racing, I guess it won't be a problem because it's a quarter mile track. But it's eighth mile racing.
Now, you got over a month to get your shit together.
Make it an eighth mile race. Listen, okay. We're not at the end of the mile. We're going to close that bet. If this man can make it, we closing that bet.
You heard what I said?
Okay, now you done, K. Now, hey, Dick Liquor, what you got? What you want to set up, you punk motherfucker?
I'm not going to talk to you, Gorilla, until you goddamn it lock in.
Didn't you just hear me ask you what you want to set up?
Yeah, I want to set up.
That's hard. I'm trying to get a deposit.
A thousand on three. 1,000 on three or better. 8 mile pro tree heads up.
How the cards hit, you stupid motherfucker.
We're on 315.
Stock suspension?
Stock suspension.
Nitrous car, turbo car. I mean, what the fuck? Nah, you talking on
big block, shit. Big block nitrous car. Big block nitrous.
Well, you wants to go 8 mile too, right?
Exactly.
What's wrong? You can't that big motherfucker can't hustle out the back door?
We don't run out the back door. We set up a court 8 mile. That's where we run. You had a showed up. You had a showed up at Hot Springs down on your ass. We went with that motherfucker. Any track we catch you at down on your ass, we going.
Listen here, man. We gonna lock in tomorrow.
Can we lock that race in?
Well, this is the election on the damn TV. Not, mute your goddamn phone.
Not tonight, man. We're going to lock in tomorrow. I'm going to make sure my driver can make it.
Man, shit.
It ain't no man shit nothing, motherfucker. I ain't got a driver. I ain't going to race.
Well, stop. You drive the motherfucker.
You drive the Mustang. You trying to lock in, motherfucker.
I can't drive a family race.
Okay, well,
I can't drive.
What are you going to be doing while you're driving? I'm a professional spectator, motherfucker.
A professional ducker. K-9 called you right. He called you right, though. You're a fucking play pretty. Kimo.
That's right.
Dog said you got a pretty ass voice, so you'll play pretty. You're playing
you
a pretty role, now.
I'm going to take it to your hero ass, BET. And you're going to be done taping racist, motherfucker.
Okay. I want you to lock it in, though. I don't want you to talk me to death, Del. Don't talk me to death.
I'm going to lock it in, but it's going to be...
Man, we're
going to
fuck.
We'll fuck you up every day of the week, twice on Sunday, motherfucker. BT, only thing you can do is record something. You can't fuck me up.
No, I can lock this race in with your ass. All you gotta do is lock.
We ain't told you can lock shit in.
Okay. Hey, you got 901 on the phone, DJ? He done hit the one button. DJ, he hit the one button. DJ.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey.
Yeah, you put 901 on.
My screen is down, BET.
Oh.
901 can't save your motherfucking ass tonight, huh?
Oh, he ain't got to save me. He gave me okay to lock your ass in, man. Lock your ass in, man.
Man, we gonna knock Wick. I'm gonna knock Wick whole motherfucking head off. Lock in. Fuck.
What, a dollar too much? A dollar too much to lock in?
A dollar? What's the name of a dollar? A $1 bill, you dumb motherfucker?
1,000, motherfucker. Dumb motherfucker.
BET, you ain't got a $1,000 to send this way, so don't sit here and perk, motherfucker.
Bitch, do you? Is it too much for you?
BET, we ain't even going to play no big bank take little bank games.
Well, then, what the fuck is you talking about, man? I told you I locked your stupid ass in. What part do you understand, you black gorilla-looking motherfucker?
Who going to be the DP, man?
Anybody can be the DP. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, DJ. Me and
yes,
Tony's on car. You can get in touch with both these lames tomorrow, right?
You mean K-9 and
locking up?
Now, hold on. You got it fucked up, homeboy. You ain't got no lame on the phone, first of all.
I'm finna kill two lame ducks.
We got grudge races on this line. You must be the motherfucking lame, you stupid motherfucker.
I'm finna kill two lame ducks with one car, man. Now, if you take that person, that's on you, K-9.
No, it ain't personal. We just talk. We talk as gentlemen. We're going to always leave it as gentlemen. You feel what I'm saying? I don't do that extra. We're going to always leave it as gentlemen. You feel me?
I'm the one you can cuss out because I cuss your big ugly ass out every time.
Listen,
cuss me, motherfucker.
Hey, K-9, didn't you just come on here and talk shit to me? Don't throw it out there
no
if you can't take it back.
Shit. I said we're going to keep it as gentlemen.
You just called me a non-fake-ass racer, right?
I didn't call you no fake-ass racer, sir.
He called you a first play pretty, which you is, you motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. If that was not you talking bad, K-9, that's my bad.
I want you to understand this.
He only raised 5 races a year.
We're going to always
why don't you shut the fuck up while I'm trying to talk to K-9?
I'm not talking, man. I'd be cussing if I was talking to your motherfucking ass. I'd cuss your ass out.
All right,
I'm a bitch.
K-9, what you trying to say? K-9, what are you trying to say? Was that you talking? See, BT won't shut up, man. The man won't shut up, man.
Man, that is not me talking, man.
I'm telling you, we're going to always keep it. We know how to roll. All that extra, we don't go there unless we have to.
All right, well, look, I have feedback card. You and this motherfucker, he can see tomorrow, and we're going to lock something up for Bradenton.
That's all we have. It's very simple. I ain't tripping. Let's do it tomorrow.
All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to start wrapping this thing up because I ain't got no control over the board right now, and I don't even know where the board at. So I'm going to start some final comments. Anybody got any final comments? Start with you, BET.
Yeah, my final comment is y'all looking for the DVD. Yeah, like I said, I'm putting my plug in on every show, so don't hate. In case you missed it, BET got it. Get your copy of your DVDs. My number is 662-422-0506. One hell of a weekend, y'all.
We not looking for no video from BET because he's well, not
I told you, I told you no fucking hate, so I'm a bitch. Goddamn gorilla. The fuck up while I'm fucking
hey,
talking.
He was
get your ass
okay.
down. Get your $5 ass down before I make change,
he
so I'm a bitch.
He wasn't making, so fuck him, man.
Give him a fake-ass race award, BET.
He only can do that to the 901
Bad Boys. That's exactly what he deserved because he go to a motherfucking track with no racing going on, and then he going to talk about he racing my motherfucking bike. Sit your motherfucking $5 ass down while I make my plug.
Hey, listen. If it wasn't no racing, how'd Jimbo get beat?
You didn't race.
Neither did you, man. Yes, we did.
All day Saturday and all day Sunday. So I'm a bitch.
Hey, man. Hey, I thought
okay,
this was America. This ain't French. Why you keep using we and I?
Team, motherfucker.
Go to a racetrack and don't have this jockey, asshole.
Okay. A damn stupid man. Gorilla riding by.
No, that's a guy trying to engage you, fool.
Shut the fuck up while I do my plug, motherfucker. This is my time to shine right now.
You
shut the fuck up. You gonna have
your time.
Shut the fuck up. You ain't hear no shit. Look here, get in touch with BET. All the guys that put their orders in over the weekend, go ahead and give me a call. I told you, call me Wednesday. So here's my number again, in case you forgot. 662-422-0506. Give me
don't
a call.
Call over.
I'm putting them in the mail tomorrow.
Listen,
that's it, DJ. And get that goddamn gorilla. Let it ride it by. Stick back in the goddamn bush.
All the real gorilla wrestling was over in Macon this weekend. All the real gorilla wrestling was in Macon. The fake ass racers went over there to South Carolina.
Watch your goddamn mouth. You was doing all right, you bitch ass motherfucker, till you started acting stupid.
No, you should have had your ass over in Macon, man. Over in Macon.
You pussy motherfucker.
What shit going on? What's going on?
We ain't gonna do that.
You ain't race no goddamn body, so shut the fuck up, bitch.
The fake ass racers was over in South Carolina, man.
Oh, slow ass car.
Chill out, Kimo.
Kimo, you need to stop that shit now. I told you now. You really pissing me off, man. And like I said, we tried to be easy with your ass and allow you an opportunity to speak down here. Now you won't be disrespectful.
Next time
we see your motherfucking ass, you gonna answer for that comment there, buddy. I'm through, DJ.
Black ass back in the circus. A black circus missing a monkey.
Hey, listen.
A gorilla.
All the real races was in Macon.
All right, Kimo, give your final words, Kimo.
I'm gonna put K9 and the 901 boys up in Braylton.
You won't lock it in, bitch.
I'm gonna make him an offer. He can't refuse tomorrow.
Dog, you got any final words, dog?
You gonna give him the back tire tomorrow?
Okay. All right, no problem. Nah, I ain't giving out no back tie specials right now.
Hey, y'all be quiet. Yeah. All right, DJ, y'all hang in there. I'm just listening, bro. I'm just listening. Good show. Glad y'all had a good time down that way. But y'all can stop throwing it. We didn't throw nothing bad about Macon, so quit throwing it.
Exactly. Ain't no
bad. Y'all quit throwing that bad shit. The real race was at both tracks. If you was racing, you were real.
That's Kimo ugly ass, dog.
That's true.
Big gorilla looking
son of a bitch. Son of a
bitch.
That's dumbass Kimo. He now said keep it a gentleman, but I ain't no gentleman. Me and BET will take your ass and tie you to a fence and fuck you in your ass.
And let all the ass your big grease ass, motherfucker.
Hey, dog, you got a little Red Riding Hood. You got a little Red Riding Hood in Bradenton. Little Tony gonna run up in your ass.
Little Tony ain't gonna do shit.
It's just like I ran up in Little Tony's ass and made it. He ain't been straight since I ran up in his ass. I'm the one made his motherfucking ass ain't been straight. He ain't been the nail of the track because I scared the fuck out of him down in goddamn it on, bro.
Okay,
ask me this question here. Anybody on the fucking phone that want to answer it? When the last time that bitch brought that bitch out since Owensburg when he got scared of me? Name it.
I bet you gonna lock that little Red Riding Hood up in Bradenton. Not lock that up.
Hey, sir.
Because y'all ain't gonna show.
Hey, sir.
When have you ever known us not to show, motherfucker?
Hey, bitch, you can lock Smokey in.
I always show without the
cash. Lock Smokey in, bitch. You still, Smokey got your money. Little Red Riding Hood ain't got your money, bitch.
Lock Smokey in, Red.
Well, lock that in right now, motherfucker. I can lock it in now.
Lock 250 on
1,000
a better.
No, bitch. I know my car already ready. Y'all got to get ready. Lock in 1,000 on 1,500 a better.
Oh, man, you trying to rob, man.
I'm trying to make sure if y'all bitches ain't ready, y'all pay for my trip. That's what I'm doing. I know my shit.
That's right.
I'll shit that bitch off and don't crank it up till I get to Brayton. I'm a broke motherfucker. I got me a thousand right now. I lock 1,000 in on 15 or better and go straight up in your motherfucking ass with a crooked dick.
Man, you ain't going to do shit, dog.
You're right.
Hey, don't worry about it. I can't do shit
if y'all bitches can't crank up.
Well, Tony ain't going to do shit. Hey, dog, don't worry about him. No, I'm going to take care of that little suit.
You goddamn right. When broke nigga get that goddamn thing... Now, I don't know about DJ Greg, because I want that bitch to run out the trailer. I keep telling that son bitch, he should have never made no test passes, because his test passes be betting most of y'all bitches' regular passes.
I didn't make no test pass when I came out the trailer Saturday night.
Yeah, I know you had broke dead, what I'm just saying, though. But goddamn, when Buck Naked get right, see, Buck Naked ain't got good sense. See, Buck Naked, See, DJ Grant is a pretty boy from the city. Buck Naked is a country motherfucker. He'll fuck your ass with a cone car.
Why you been so quiet, DJ? Why you been so quiet?
Ooh, but I don't know, Buck Naked, where you at, man?
It's man, I'm watching this shit about Mitt Romney and Obama.
Now, that's just like a motherfucker. He just put a hole shot on you, and once he gets to the 330, that bitch gonna be there and ran out.
Damn,
I
right.
hope so.
Tom be hanging out, goddamn.
I hope so.
I'm gonna put that
motherfucker on bid. They just don't believe it. I'm gonna show him.
Yeah,
but nigga,
he won. I gave him a prop. He beat me fast, square. But that bitch ain't doing shit. That just slow goddamn pro charger car I ever seen.
Oh, it ain't turbo. It ain't a turbo car.
It's pro charge.
Pro charge.
Yeah.
Damn, it's the same thing.
Yeah. That was killing time, yeah.
Hey, yeah, my partner down there with that goddamn small block nitric car would have got by bees.
Well, what happened to you, bud, nigga? You couldn't leave or something? What happened?
Man, that's how I made Ty shook like John for it. Broke all my little shit apart. Everything. The window fell out. The headlight fell off. The transmission broke half into the damn dry shaft, turned into an L shape, broke the gear. The front tire came off. The door fell off. The fender fell apart. Every damn thing should go loose on that motherfucker.
KJ wanted to put that damn shit on that track hooking like that.
Hey, that trigger never hooked like that, dog. I ain't going to tell you no lie. Never, fucking never.
Yeah.
Working.
I seen 2-3 cars like they got them bogged down. So I took some power away from the car to run the man straight off the trailer. I'm taking a little power away from the motherfucker. I should have never did that. Should have did that. But you know, it's a learning curve. You know what I'm saying? You learn. You're learning. You win some, you lose some, you learn a lot.
But it's all right. At least you're willing to steal a trial, motherfucker. That's one thing about it.
That's
Yeah,
a lot of bitches don't realize you get more respect for the racing. I don't give a fuck. Get your ass whooped every time.
Win or lose. Yeah, win or lose. Win or lose. You got to rally.
Talking about what you going to fucking do, like chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But other than that, it was a pretty good showdown. That man, them guys up north, let me tell you. They real mountable. They came with the bank. I don't know if they got some of that stimulus package from Obama or what, but them boy had that damn chain. You hear me?
They had it in the draw, they had it everywhere. So, but nigga, can I go ahead and do what I gotta do and just see you when I see you, cause don't look like you gonna goddamn go ahead and do what you say you gonna do. B, he must be talking about some money. You supposed to send him some money so he can put that promo out or some shit. That's what he must be talking about.
Well, hell, BT, you got to call me after the show. I'm long like hell.
Man, I've been calling you for 3 weeks now.
I changed my number, then you get my message.
I got your number. Thought you text message and everything. Man, you ain't answer me.
Well, hell.
I don't know what you got going on. I don't know what the hell you got going on, but this thing been sitting on ice at least 3 weeks since we left the Macon.
Well, call me after the show. And we'll talk about it. We ain't got about 5 more minutes, cause we finna shut it down.
Yeah.
All right, I got
you. I want you to make sure that whoever that guy is from Detroit, that we do get together tomorrow to lock that check in. That's all I got to say.
All right. Well, I really enjoyed the weekend. And I thank everybody for tuning into our show today. We thank everybody for sending out, you know, the thank you cards and get well cards to me and Butt Naked. We glad to be home and out the hospital today. We really, you know, appreciate all the love that y'all gave us and look forward to seeing. Hopefully, we both, me and Butt Naked, will be in. I know I plan to be in Florida. I hope Butt Naked and we both plan to be in Florida, engaging on somebody.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
You
gotta look out for the old home team now and then.
And I like again, I just appreciate everybody calling and butt nigga, you gone and just wrap it up, buddy.
Well, I just wanna thank all the guys for coming down and I'm glad they made it safely and returned safely. You know. We had a great time and I would like to at BET, can he get Pro Stock Joe to come back from Fox News reporting that bullshit again, black folk, like they be doing, and report some real shit, because I ain't lost no goddamn belt.
Yeah.
You're going to be working for Mitt Romney or something. But, hey, I'm still standing, goddammit. With that being said, see you when we see you. Have a good one.
See everybody later. Peace out.
All right, DJ. All right, all the way naked.
All right, all right.
Y'all be good.
Yeah.